to 5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
To Intelligent Medicine, I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend, and I'm here, and I can answer your questions. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your questions by calling 877-726-8255 this hour and next. We're here, and I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing important health information with you. And we've got lots to talk about today. But before we get into that, let's acknowledge that today is Veterans Day, and it's an important day to give tribute to all those who have served in the armed forces, and many of whom have made the ultimate sacrifice, certainly a lot of personal sacrifices involved. And I was reminded of that yesterday because I went to a cemetery and visited the grave of a recently deceased relative, and she is buried next to her late husband, and I noticed that sporadically in the cemetery, there were fresh, new American flags planted around various graves, and then I remembered that my relative had served in the armed forces. He was in the U.S. Air Force during the Korean conflict, and there was a fresh, new flag planted there, courtesy of the local Boy Scout troop. And I think it's important to remember the sacrifice and the service that so many have rendered to this country on this important day. So happy Veterans Day to all our service members, and thank you for your service. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take a look at a very interesting study, because it has to do with those genetic tests. And there are genetic tests in the field of something called nutrigenomics, which means using genetics to predict our need for various nutrients and indeed to predict which diet will work best for us. And so going into the very, very confusing realm of diet claims, you're confronted with claims that the ultimate diet is the very low-fat diet, rich in complex carbohydrates. That's the best diet for overall health and weight loss. And on the other hand, you have people saying, no, don't eat all those carbs. Eat a diet that is rich in fat and protein, but reduce your carbs and you'll lose weight. And it's really a matter of trial and error, which works best for you. Also a matter of compliance and preference. But nutrigenomics promises to offer us the heads up on which diet will work best for us, because we know that there are genetic variations among individuals. Some of us can eat like a house on fire and we don't gain weight. Others are very susceptible to weight gain. Some people are carbohydrate cravers, and especially those prone to diabetes and insulin resistance. Those are the people who may really need to look at their carb content. So they did a study. And by the way, you can order these tests. These tests are ubiquitous. You can do them on your own, online, or you can do them through a doctor's office. I've test-driven several of these tests. And the tests purport to tell you, What's the best diet for you? And it basically boils down to one of three diets. Either it's a diet that is a low-fat diet, rich in carbohydrates, but the complex kind. We don't want any junk food in any kind of diet. Versus a diet that is very low in carbs, emphasizing healthy sources of fat and adequate protein for satiety. And then there's the omnivorous folks, the lucky folks who get to eat a little bit of everything, of course, avoiding junk. And they seem to do well with a moderate, call it a Mediterranean diet, a mixed diet. And so they did a study, and what they did is they looked at 145 participants, and they genetically typed them. And it's their belief that there are 10 genetic variants which speak to whether you should be on one or another diet. Maybe these genetic variants have to do with one's susceptibility to diabetes, which would indicate a carbohydrate sensitivity. Other variants might suggest that maybe you shouldn't be consuming that much fat. And they put it all together, and they then randomized these individuals into four groups. They had so-called fat responders receiving a high-fat diet. They had fat responders receiving a high-carbohydrate diet. They had carbohydrate responders receiving a high-fat diet and carbohydrate responders receiving a high-carbohydrate diet. In other words, some people were matched to their ideal diet. Some people were matched to the opposite diet, the diet that was not their ideal diet according to their genetic type. And then they looked at the results. There was a 12-week diet intervention where they placed people on these diets, and after 12 weeks they found that everybody lost some weight. Okay, they lost a lot of weight because it was a calorically restricted diet. They lost on average around 5 kilos. What does that translate to? About 12 pounds. And they found that there was absolutely no difference. So their conclusion is as follows. With the current ability to genotype participants as fat or carbohydrate responders, evidence does not support greater weight loss on genotype concordant diets. And so what's the meaning of the study? Does it mean that these genetic typing tests are worthless? Well, what it suggests is that maybe, just maybe, they're not quite ready for prime time. It could also be that 12 weeks isn't enough to discover a difference. Maybe if they'd adhere to these diets long term, a year or two or three, but it's hard to do a study over such a long period of time. It's very expensive. It's hard to get people to stick to a diet consistently. Maybe that would have shown a difference, that there was some guidance provided by the genetic type to tell people which diet to pursue for weight loss. The other thing about the study is it didn't speak to the health benefits other than weight loss of these diets, because it's possible that there could be benefits in terms of heart disease or cancer prevention, diabetes prevention, with long-term adherence to one or another diet that one is genetically suited for. And we know that this may have to do with one's ancestry, because maybe people come from parts of the world where folks have subsisted on diets that are rich in carbs for many centuries and millennia. Maybe these are mostly equatorial regions of the world. Other people come from the north. They come from areas where carbohydrates were rare during human evolution and are only a recent addition to the human diet. And maybe those people, because of ancestry, should follow a Nordic-type diet, rich in protein and healthy fats, even including dairy, which for some people is a problem, but not for people from certain parts of the world. It's a conundrum, because nutrigenomics has great potential to guide us in the dietary sphere, to tell us which nutrients we need more of and what diets might be best for us. But this study strikes out when it comes to weight loss using nutrigenomic tests to tell you what to eat. 877-726-8255, our number. We welcome your phone calls during the program. We also have recorded calls. If you call 877-726-8255 during the week, you can record a question. We'll take some of those when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being. It is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Methyl action.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And our number, 877-726-8255. That gets you on the program while we're on the air. Also, it gets you to record a question as to this individual. And let's hear it.
What is the best zinc and chromium to take if you have diabetes and heart disease?
Okay. Well, that's an interesting question. And chromium has been on the scene for quite a long time, I think since the 1980s or 1990s, because of work done by Dr. Richard Anderson, supporting the idea that it helps blood sugar and helps to optimize insulin response. Insulin resistance is a problem for many individuals. They have what's called metabolic syndrome. They gain weight. They have high cholesterol and low HDL. They have high triglycerides, and ultimately their hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of blood sugar, starts to go up, 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 up until it's in the diabetic range. And so anything that can promote insulin response is going to be helpful to diabetics. And chromium seems to fit the bill, although studies have been back and forth on that. Some studies say chromium, no biggie. There's some studies on chromium and weight loss suggest maybe it doesn't really promote weight loss, but it does seem to help response to insulin. And the best form of chromium, in my opinion, is chromium picolinate. Generally, we suggest that people take anywhere from 400 to 1,000 micrograms of chromium picolinate per day. So that's one of the things that can be helpful. And then there's zinc. And, of course, in diabetes, there are issues associated with wound healing, poor wound healing, which zinc facilitates with poor immunity, and zinc supports that. And also there's the issue of eye problems, increased risk of various types of eye conditions, and zinc also is supportive for ocular function, supports the retina. So when I looked up, because this is a recorded question, I looked it up beforehand. When it comes to zinc and diabetes, the studies go back and forth. Some studies suggest that zinc, like chromium, helps insulin resistance. Other studies suggest that it doesn't do much for insulin resistance. And so we're left with kind of a conclusion that zinc is good, but it's not necessarily something that combats diabetes. Certainly should be part of a supplement program for anyone, and especially someone with a condition like diabetes, which promotes inflammation and causes your immune system to function poorly. 877-726-8255, our number. And as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Now, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products, using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being, and it is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. All right. This item is kind of a weird item because it comes to us from the Jerusalem Post. And, you know, the Mideast war, the war against Hamas with Israel now entering Gaza is heating up. And Jerusalem Post is a major English language and simultaneously Hebrew language newspaper in Israel. And they read an article entitled, "How to Use Wartime Stress to Lose Weight." It sounds kind of frivolous. They posted a link to X, formerly known as Twitter, promoting the story that included the hashtags Israel, Hamas, terrorists, Gaza, and weight loss, hashtag weight loss. The article says, the ongoing state of stress and anxiety in Israel has led to weight gain for many, but understanding how stress works can actually aid in shedding pounds while maintaining overall health. Well, it caused a firestorm of controversy because people are saying, this is kind of frivolous. Some people assumed that this was a parody in questionable taste, but it was real, and they ultimately retracted the article. Another user on X wrote, yikes, I had to double check that this wasn't a Jerusalem Post fake account. This is a crisis in journalism. Another person correctly wrote, hot take. War is not a weight loss plan. And another wrote, this feels like AI-generated text gone wrong. And indeed, that's a possibility too, because sometimes content is now generated by AI. And so, you know, to have like a lifestyle article like, yeah, you know, war is good because you'll use your appetite, you know, you have a lot of stress. You know, let's look at the upside of this war. Yeah, 1,400 people have been killed. Now more Israeli soldiers have been killed. Gaza is being leveled. And we're thinking, yeah, there's an upside to this. You know, you could lose some weight if you do it properly. Just, you know, don't binge out on foods. Don't let stress eating get the best of you. Get adequate sleep so that you can make sure that you're metabolism is good, and you'll come out of this conflict a few pounds lighter. Well, okay, correctly, the Jerusalem Post deleted the article amidst a firestorm of protest, and I think that that's reasonable. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cynaquell. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cynaquell is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cynaquell's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cynaquell for everyday maintenance and Cynaquell Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cynaquell, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cynaquell. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and in our newsletter this week, and we're continuing next week, I'm listing some of my least favorite things. So if you want to take a look at some of the things that I'm not crazy about in the realm of intelligent medicine, well, check out our newsletter. Go to drhoffman.com and simply enter your email, and you'll get a weekly delivery of my thoughts along with our medical nutritionist, Layla Mudin, on a wide variety of health topics. So it's all free via drhoffman.com in our newsletter. All right, this item has to do with something called the Mind Diet. And there's no question that we're experiencing a mental health crisis in this country. When it comes to kids and adolescents, we're seeing attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity. We're seeing unprecedented incidents of depression and suicide among young people, which is very, very disturbing. And we're seeing also among adults high rates of depression among older adults, cognitive decline that threatens to swamp our healthcare system with older, aging baby boomers who have neurological problems and dementia. And so it's important to look at the potential for diet to have an impact on all these things. There's the Mind Diet, and in previous studies, the Mind Diet has been associated with relief of depression, improvements in mood. The main components of the Mind Diet include higher intake of whole grains and olive oil and lower intake of fast fried foods, or fried fast foods, as the case may be. The Mind Diet emphasizes plant-based foods, it limits intake of animal-based foods and those high in saturated fat, and promotes eating berries and leafy green vegetables. For example, in looking at autopsies, they found that a higher green leafy vegetable intake was inversely correlated with the kinds of changes that you see in the brain associated with Alzheimer's. So a couple of studies here. First study was done over the summer. Long-term mind diet commitment key to boosting brain health. And what they found is that when they compared people on a regular diet, this is actually not an observational study. So this is a study where they actually had people commit to either one diet or just no diet at all, eat whatever you want. And they found that this is a long-term study, which is unusual. They were able to get people to do this for 3 years. They showed that there was cognitive improvements in the initial 2 years for the mind diet group, but after 3 years, by the end of the study, there was not a significant difference. But they say this is unprecedented. It's the first randomized clinical trial designed to test the effects of a diet on cognitive abilities, and it enlisted individuals 65 years or older without previous cognitive impairment. In the commentary, what they say here is that it just may have been too little too late, because it started with people at the age of 65. And it just may be that your neurological fate is sealed by the type of diet you've consumed when you're young and into middle age. And the additional confirmation comes from a new study just out. It's entitled Mind Diet in Midlife, Tied to Higher Subcortical Brain Region Volumes. Translation, less brain shrinkage in critical parts of the brain associated with mood and memory. They found higher adherence to the mind diet was associated with larger volumes of the thalamus, the hippocampus, and reduced white matter hyperintensities. These are like little flecks that occur in the brain that may be signs of mini strokes or signs of brain deterioration or a prelude to Alzheimer's disease. So, interesting study. The mind diet scores, they say, were calculated based on intake of 10 healthy food groups: green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, berries, nuts, whole grains, beans, non-fried fish, non-fried poultry, olive oil, and wine, versus what they term unhealthy foods, things like red meat, butter and margarine, cheese, pastries and sweets, or fast or fried foods. Okay, so, all right. Of interest, and I'm not entirely in concordance with their recommendation that we ought to reduce animal protein, but there's no question that a diet rich in polyphenols from fresh fruits and vegetables, from things like olive oil, useful compounds found in nuts and seeds, that these types of diets can be beneficial for the brain. So, yeah. And so coming up, we're going to talk about a unique supplement that I'm pretty excited about that can have a very, very profound impact on brain problems associated with chronic inflammation and even head trauma. It's a fascinating story, and we'll cover it in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate, with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/radio. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/radio. That's Bartesian.com/radio for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/radio.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The economy isn't growing, it's leeching.
October jobs report is out, and it's not good.
The U.S. added 150,000 jobs. However, a third of them are government jobs. After the Fed has paused interest rate hikes yet again, something has to give.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, following up on the theme of optimizing neurological function and preventing cognitive decline. We're going to talk about an extraordinary new supplement, very innovative, that can address some of the main regions for loss of brain function. With us today is Dr. Robert Rowntree. He's Chief Medical Advisor for Thorne Health Tech. It's a world leader in the development and manufacturing of pure, high-quality nutritional and botanical supplements, along with advanced multi-omic and diagnostic testing. Dr. Rowntree is a diplomate of the American Board of Holistic Medicine. He's augmented his training with extensive postgraduate studies in nutritional and herbal pharmacology, along with certification as a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming. He is also providing his unique combination of traditional family medicine, nutrition, herbology, and mind-body therapy in Boulder, Colorado. Since 1983, he's recently opened up Boulder Well Care, and he's author of 3 books on integrative medicine, Immunotics, which was in 2000, Smart Medicine for a Healthier Child, and A Parent's Guide to Medical Emergencies. And I must say that Dr. Rowntree is a communicator par excellence. Do we have him back? Did he drop, or do we have him back on? Okay. Well, the product that Bob, are you on the line with us? Hello, Robert. Hello. Can you put it through? All right. Okay. Well, he's got a tenuous connection, and so we're going to try and get him back for us today. But let's talk about the product in question, which is Cinequel. And Cine, from the word synapse, and Quell from the word, well, quell, which is to reduce or tamp down. And the concern as we age is that we're subject to degenerative processes that damage our brain. It's the synapses that form the connections between nerves, and it's important to maintain their integrity. So Cinequel is originally formulated for individuals who are involved in contact sports or high-impact activities, but you don't have to be a professional hockey player to benefit from Cinequel. It's an innovative formula from Thorne. That's one of the industry's most cutting-edge companies. And it's rich in ingredients to support brain function. I have now added it to my personal daily regimen to fend off cognitive decline. And so there are a lot of reasons to think that Cinequel is a very, very effective way to both address brain injury. You know, there's a lot of people, veterans who are coming back from the war zone recently. We've had some terrible incidences of, although there were nobody killed, but the Iranian proxies are shelling Americans at bases in the Middle East. And these individuals are experiencing traumatic brain injury from the concussion of the missiles and the artillery shells. And so there's also the problem of people involved in sports, not just professional sports, but even amateur sports, kids who are playing soccer and heading the ball, college kids and high school kids who are playing football, and they're experiencing head injuries. And so, you know, we're thinking that a product like Cinequel could prove useful. Robert, are you with us? Hello. Hello. Hi. How are you? It sounds like you're in the field somewhere. Hey, Robert. You know, I introduced you by saying that you are a communicator par excellence. That you, I really admire your way of delivering information in a very usable form for both health professionals and the public. I've attended many of your lectures, and you've been a guest on my show, and you do a great job. We're talking about Cinequel. First of all, first things first, am I pronouncing it correctly? It's Cinequel, right? Because Cinequel suggests it might be something for your sinuses or nasal passages.
No, Cinequel, like synapse.
Right, exactly. So, okay.
Well, your synapses.
Exactly. So let's talk about what's in it, because first of all, it's not a pill. You know, I'm consuming enough pills to make me rattle, and I'm very appreciative that Cinequel is in a very tasty powder form that I can add to water or, you know, possibly juice, and it's got a great flavor, and I can consume all these important nutrients without taking, you know, 6 or 8 pills at once. So what's in it?
Well, a lot of things. I can list them, but probably the number one ingredient is a ketone body.
Okay.
So I'm sure your listeners know about ketogenic diets and, you know, the whole idea that there's three ketone bodies and the brain loves ketone bodies. I mean, better, it's better utilized as fuel, than glucose, right? So right. The problem is you have to go on a ketogenic diet to get them.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people like doing that. It's not pleasant, you know, hard to maintain. So, you know, there's a lot of interest, I think, in providing these, quote, exogenous ketones in a drink or a powder form. And I would say that's really a key ingredient here because we know that injured brains or declining brains, inflamed brains, really need better fuel. So number one, beta-hydroxybutyrate. Number two, branched-chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, valine, which are both precursors to neurotransmitters, but also, again, good fuel for the brain. It's got a good dose of DHA,
mm-hmm.
which is the omega-3 fatty acid that comprises, 50% of the fat in your brain is DHA?
Wow, yeah, that's important.
Some huge percentage DHA. It's got CoQ10, which is great for the oxidative stress that occurs in the mitochondria in the brain. It's got magnesium, resveratrol, curcumin, glutathione, and then a really key ingredient, nicotinamide riboside, which I might have talked to you about on the show before. It's a very interesting compound. It's related to a B vitamin, niacin, but it's unique in that it's a direct precursor to NAD, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, which I kind of think about it as the quarterback for the mitochondria.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's carrying electrons around in the mitochondria and really making it work better. So you need NAD for your mitochondria to function. And we know that when we get older, NAD levels decline. So there's been a lot of interest in these compounds that are precursors, NR, nicotinamide riboside, like what's in Seneca, nicotinamide mononucleotide. They're all better than niacin or niacinamide for achieving that. So it's a really nice combination of things that keeps you from having to take 20 different pills every day if you want to support your brain.
Right. It's a really interesting product, and I've sampled it. And, you know, A, I was surprised at how good it tastes because with all those ingredients in it, it's sometimes hard to camouflage the flavors. But I also found it interesting that within minutes I felt a little bit of a buzz. I felt a little bit, you know, like energized and more alert. Is it possible,
yep.
or does it work more slowly, chronically over time?
Well, I think the beta-hydroxybutyrate, that can get into the brain pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
So it does both. It can give you a quick brain energy boost, which is a little bit different than caffeine, right?
Right.
A brain energy boost means you're getting more blood flow to your brain, your mitochondria working better, et cetera. But the main thing we recommend it for is for preventing cognitive decline, right? For whatever happens as a result of brain injury, and I say that whatever, because a lot of things go on when our brains get injured, and injury is a big umbrella. Injury is not just trauma. Injury can be chemical injury. Injury can result from eating too much sugar, right? Injury can be a result of air pollution.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually evidence that air pollution hastens the risk for, you know, these 2.5 micron particles are associated with a higher risk of cognitive decline. So we're constantly being assaulted with this, you know, even if we're not playing, contact sports like soccer, rugby, or football.
Yeah, or in the case of Seneca ice hockey, which is,
yes.
you know, they actually did a study looking at ice hockey players. And one of the things they found that was very disturbing, these were, junior players, like 18, 19 years old, and they weren't reporting any kind of cognitive dysfunction after their games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are not guys that, were getting bad concussions and being sidelined. These are just guys playing a regular season, and they gave them questionnaires, et cetera. They weren't complaining of any obvious signs of cognitive dysfunction. But when they did an EEG-based brain scan, they were finding really distinct problems.
Wow.
And that alone was a scary thing.
And that's concerning because there are actually some studies that suggest that, and it's selective because maybe some people are more genetically susceptible to this, but sometimes people involved in these contact sports for years and years and years have a higher propensity to dementia.
Yeah, actually, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy has
CTI.
Been very, has been strongly linked CTE. To head injuries. So, and head injury, my point is that head injury doesn't have to be one that knocks you out.
Yeah.
It can simply be just getting, battered around a little bit, which is pretty typical for ice hockey.
So there might be two different usages for this. What about, people who've had concussions, head injuries, what's the dosage, and what about people who just want a maintenance program for preventing cognitive decline?
Well, there's a regular strength, and for somebody that wants to prevent cognitive decline, probably one or two scoops a day is plenty.
Mm-hmm.
For them, if they're not showing any signs of problems, forgetfulness or anything like that, they're fine with just doing one or two scoops a day, whereas the Cyndaquil Plus has a little bit more of the beta-hydroxybutyrate and the nicotinamide riboside. And so it's a stronger formula. It's a little bit more expensive. That's really what I would use for somebody who's had head injuries or who's prone to head injuries. If they've actually had head injuries, you can use a lot more. But for preventive purposes, just one scoop a day is plenty.
Okay, let me give the heads up on this. For more information and to purchase Cyndaquil, because we want you to try it, special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn, that's spelled T-H-O-R-N-E. There you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn. By the way, they've got a whole suite of great products there. You'll be hearing more about them. Bob, I'm going to invite you back on the program for a long-form podcast where we can sit down at our leisure and go over some of these issues in depth. So we'll have you back on a little later, and we'll announce the podcast. Thanks. With winter coming, and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. South Carolina, Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, pulling his hat out of the 2024 presidential ring. Scott making the surprise announcement earlier this evening on Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. Efforts continue to free hostages in Gaza that were taken by Hamas during its attack on Israel last month. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is part of the negotiations since they believe nine Americans are among the 240 that were taken October 7th.
Yes, there are ongoing negotiations involving the Israelis, the Qataris, and we, the United States.
Meanwhile, on ABC's This Morning, Sullivan was asked about Israel's insistence that it controls security in Gaza when the war ends and says the U.S. objectives have been clearly stated.
No reoccupation of Gaza, no reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks against Israel or anyone else.
House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday unveiled his proposal to extend government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th. And continuing funding for others until February 2nd, that in an effort to avoid a government shutdown that was scheduled for this coming Friday. Former President Trump's defense team slated to start questioning witnesses tomorrow in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. Alina Haba, one of Mr. Trump's lawyers, says they plan to ask for a mistrial.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Haba says her client did nothing wrong.
They just want to make it as if there was some sort of corruption and some sort of conspiracy.
This is townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The top of the box office had a weak opening.
She tore a hole in space. The Marvels opened with $47 million domestically, according to studio estimates. For a film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and a sequel to the 2019 movie Captain Marvel, it was expected to do a lot better. Five Nights at Freddy's was a distant second, bringing in $9 million. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, is third, with Priscilla at number four. Coming in fifth is Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm Archie Zarletta.
The rest of the top ten include The Holdovers at six, followed by Journey to Bethlehem, Tiger 3, Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie, and Radical. English language editions of a Vietnamese novel set everywhere from Saigon to Paris and of poetry by Egypt's Iman Mersal are this year's winners of the National Translation Awards. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The investigation continues into a deadly barn fire in upstate New York.
Authorities say the blaze that killed more than two dozen racehorses at a track was deliberately set. State police say the horses died early Thursday when the barn at the Tioga Downs Casino Resort Complex was set on fire. A 32-year-old Athens, Pennsylvania man has been charged with arson and burglary. Authorities say one person who entered the barn in an attempt to save horses suffered second-degree burns. Jason Walker reporting.
Five U.S. service members killed when a military helicopter crashed during a training over the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The military's European command said all five crew members were killed when the copter went down during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training. The military said the cause is under investigation, but there's no indications hostile activity was involved. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Appreciate you tuning in today. On this Veterans Day, we have a wonderful program on tap for you with Mr. Ron Cherry. He's the Associate Director of National Veteran Services with the VFW, the national headquarters of the VFW. And Ron, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's glad to be here.
All right. And I know you're a really busy guy, and you're always very generous with your time, and you always manage to make a little bit of time to come in and talk to us on Senior Care Live about this really important benefit that we're going to talk today. It's the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. And Ron, what is the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit?
Well, Steve, the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit is a financial benefit to help pay for the high cost of senior care. It's for veterans and surviving spouses of veterans.
Okay, so this is a benefit not only for the veterans, but then for the surviving spouse of the veteran.
That is correct.
Yeah, and every time I work with a senior care consulting client, and you know, one of the big parts of the care profile that we develop at the beginning of delivering my services is, you know, how are we going to pay for the high cost of senior care? And so this is a specific benefit to help pay for senior care.
Yes, it is.
All right, so with that, VA Aid and Attendance Benefit, how do you qualify for this valuable benefit?
Well, see, there are service and financial care-related requirements you must meet to receive this benefit, such as service-related requirements, you know, depending on when you served in the military. There are at least 90 days of consecutive service in active duty, with one of those days being during a wartime period.
So if someone is serving active duty, you're almost always serving longer than 90 days.
Yes, yes.
Okay, definitely. Okay. So if you served 90 consecutive days or more, so that's kind of the first piece of that, and then it has to be during a period of war.
Yes, at least one of those days has to be during a period of war. Only one day, though.
Okay, and would you like to review those?
Yes, the war periods are as I call them off here. World War II, the period of World War II was December 7, 1941 through December 31st, 1946. The Korean War was June 27, 1950 through January 31st, 1955. Vietnam War, August 5th, 1964 through May 7, 1975. Boots on the ground period for the Vietnam War begins February 28th, 1961. And if you served during the Persian Gulf, which that date is hasn't been closed yet.
That's still open.
That's still open.
On that one. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So just to reiterate on the Vietnam period of war, so for all active duty military personnel, August the 5th, 1964, all the way through May the 7th, 1975. But then there is an exception, and that could be for anyone. You could have served stateside in a logistical role as long as you're active duty. But if you had boots on the ground in Vietnam, that period rolls back all the way to February 28th, 1961.
That is correct.
Okay. And then what about your discharge? Probably just not dishonorably?
Not dishonorably discharged. Anything higher than a general or higher.
Okay. All right. And there are a lot of different types of discharges other than a general discharge.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then the second, so again, serve 90 consecutive days active duty, at least one day during a period of war. And if you miss that, you can go back and listen to the podcast. I'll tell you about that later. Not dishonorably discharged. And then the second point is a financial related requirements.
Correct.
Okay, so you have exempt assets, and that would include, what, Ron, your house, your cars, and all the stuff in your house?
Yes, all your personal items are not considered assets. When we get talking about assets, we're talking about stocks, bonds, IRAs, CODs, things like that.
Okay, so all of your liquid assets, and I believe the number this year is still, it's $150,538 or less.
Yes, that is correct. If your assets are under that number, then you could qualify possibly for this benefit.
Okay. And I had asked you about an update, but I guess that still has – it's not quite out yet, but when that update comes available, it's effective December 1st.
That is correct. The cost of living increase has – numbers have not been published yet, so we're not – we don't have the exact numbers on the assets or the rates. However, they will be posted effective December 1st.
And that's that correlates to a cost of living cost of living, which is 3.2?
3.2 cost of living increase. Generally, it mirrors what the Social Security Administration gives as a COLA increase.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. And then there's an income calculation that if they ask you what your income is and you say, well, you know, I make X dollars a month, that's not what they're looking for.
That is correct. Because if they look at that income alone, sometimes income disqualifies a veteran or a widow from the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at your income minus your unreimbursed medical expenses.
Okay.
And if you have enough medical expenses to get your income down to zero, then you may qualify for the maximum amount of the benefit.
Okay. So it's your income minus unreimbursed medical expenses, and that could include, so if you're staying in a long-term care community or an assisted living community, I mean, you know, that's $6,000 to, you know, $9,000 or $10,000 a month. That's an unreimbursed medical expense.
That is correct. I can go over some of those expenses if you like. As you said, long-term care or assisted living facilities, health-related medical insurance premiums, including Medicare premiums, diabetic supplies, home care supplies, incontinence supplies, over-the-counter vitamins, medications, mileage to and from your doctor's appointments, dental, optical. So any medical or medical-related expense is possibly can be counted towards your unreimbursed medical expenses.
So what we're looking at there is, and I'll give an example. Should I just go ahead and give an example? No. I'll save the example. We'll use that as kind of a teaser. But if your income is say $2,200, and then if you add up all of these examples of unreimbursed medical expenses, if that's $2,200 or more, then your income is effectively zero, or maybe
bottoms your income out, which at that point, it qualifies you for the maximum amount of that benefit.
Okay. And then the third part of qualifying is, so just because you served, the money is just not sent. You have to actually require care and be paying for care. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And the veteran or the surviving spouse of the veteran must require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. And Ron, would you like to review
those? Yes. The some of the activities that we have listed or that they're requiring that you need assistance with is one is bathing, mobility and transferring, which could be to and from bed, to and from the shower, to and from your dinner table or your breakfast table. Incontinence, eating, assistance with toileting and dressing, assistance with medication management, and also meal preparation. So all those are considered activities of daily living. And if you require assistance with just two of those, you could also qualify for that benefit.
So this, I'm seeing a lot of the aspects or features of this program mirroring, some of it has a little bit of a mirroring of Medicaid qualification. So this one is specifically mirroring
a long-term care insurance policy, because a long-term care insurance contract also requires at least two activities of daily living. So if you need a little bit of help, and let's say you're paying for a home care provider to come into your home and help you with some of these daily activities, or for sure if you've moved into an assisted living community or a higher level of care, every single person I know in those situations, they're going to need help getting dressed. They're going to need help managing their medicine. They're probably going to need help, you know, using the restroom and maybe some meal preparation. It's really easy to check the box on at least two of those.
It is very easy, and the meal preparation is a big piece. Once you enter into those facilities, you're mostly dependent upon their meal situation. So that's an easy one to meet there. In the mobility and transferring, even if someone is helping you into the bed or out of the bed, that's assistance with mobility and transferring. Mm-hmm. So those are relatively easy to qualify, but you definitely have to have medical documentation of the assistance that you need with those.
That's right. You can't just say, hey, I got a little help there. It has to be documented. It has to be legitimate.
Has to be legitimate, for sure.
For sure, for sure. So, okay, if this is catching your attention, you're like, wait a minute, I need to look into this for myself, for my loved one, reach out to Ron Cherry at 816-968-1153. That number is good anywhere in the entire nation. This is a phone number that gets you straight into the national headquarters of the VFW. 816-968-1153. And now, Senior Care Live, question of the week. You must be a member of the VFW to receive help from them with the veterans benefits. Is this statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-337-6655. That's 800-337-6655. 800-337-6655.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a member of the VFW to receive help from them with veteran benefits. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ron, I bet we caught a few folks off guard. I think a lot of people probably assume you have to be a member or affiliated with the VFW to receive help from you.
No, you do not. I just have to be a veteran with, something higher than a dishonorable discharge, and we can definitely assist them. And even in those situations, there are certain things that we're able to assist those veterans with as well. So we pretty much help all veterans.
All right. We're visiting today with Mr. Ron Cherry. He's the Associate Director of National Veteran Services with the National Headquarters of the VFW. If this is resonating with you, if this is bringing up a lot of questions like, hey, wait a minute. We need to look into this for our loved one or my friend or for yourself. Here's the phone number. This is a Kansas City-based phone number, but this is the national headquarters of the VFW. So you can call anywhere in the country. They'll be able to help you. 816-968-1153. That's 816-968-1153. So we're talking today about the VA aid and attendance benefit, and so we have the three qualifications, if you will. So to qualify for that, there's a service-related requirement, there's financial-related requirements, and then there's a care-related requirement. We've talked about all of that, and so with that, let's get to the good stuff, Ron. So how much money does the benefit pay per month? And these are current 2023 rates that
yes.
will be increasing a little bit in December.
Yes, these rates are our current rates to be changed effective December 1st of 2023. So these are effective for another month or so. But a single veteran can receive up to $2,229 per month or an annual $26,748. A married veteran can receive up to $2,643 a month or $31,716 annually. A surviving spouse can receive up to $1,318 a month or $15,816 a year. Two married veterans can receive up to $3,536 a month or $42,432 a year. We're currently waiting on the 2024 rates to be published. However, on December 1st, they should be published and available at any VA website, va.gov, and you can definitely find that information.
And then we're expecting probably about a 3.2% bump, or it could be a little bit different than that, but usually it follows that COLA adjustment.
Yes, generally it mirrors whatever the Social Security Administration COLA adjustment is, and we mirror that and kind of go along with that. And it's been rumored to be 3.2, but we haven't seen the numbers published yet, so we're waiting on those.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And then here's the Medicaid kind of part of this as far as mirroring some of the requirements, some of the issues. There is a look back period. So as of October 18th of 2018, they instituted a 3-year look back, and that was so that they're going to look back 3 years to see if you gave away a whole bunch of money trying to qualify for this. You need to qualify for this in the right way.
Yeah. And this, you know, this law was changed, as you stated, October 18th of 2018, just for that case. They want to keep this benefit fair for everyone.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is to have a 3-year look back to ensure that there's nobody moving money around to qualify for this benefit, because it's put in place for the ones that need it. And we want it to be fair and everybody to qualify that qualifies.
Well, that makes sense. And so once you submit a clean claim, and that's something that you and your team can help, fill out that form, fill out that application, and submit a clean claim, how long does it take that application to be reviewed and then ultimately approved?
On average, it's about 6 to 9 months. We have seen some in take a little longer. You know, everyone is a different circumstance, but on average, it's about 6 to 9 months with retroactive to the date that you file a claim.
So once, let's say it's 9 months and you get approved, you're going to get a big check going back to that application date covering those 9 months, and then a monthly check thereafter.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. And again, for 2024, effective December the 1st, we're probably going to have about a 3.2% increase. But I'll update our listeners when those rates are officially published. So.
Okay.
Okay. So here's an example. This is really, really powerful. Let's say you have I'm just going to give you some statistics here. If you have an income of $2,000, you're living in an assisted living apartment that costs $6,000 a month. You receive the VA aid and attendance benefit of $2,000, and let's say you have liquid assets of $100,000. Okay, and by the way, that's a pretty common situation right there with a lot of my clients with Senior Care Consulting. Without the aid and attendance benefit, your money will last you about 2 years. With the VA aid and attendance benefit, your money will last you a little over 4 years. So that just doubled it cut your burn rate in half. So it doubled your ability to pay for your assisted living costs. So this is a really, really big deal. And Ron, you had mentioned, we were talking on the break, you mentioned something called claim sharks.
Yes.
What is that?
The claim shark is these attorney law firms that are charging veterans an absurdly amount of money to making promises about what they can do for their claims and not coming through and just basically taking money out of veterans' pockets, where they can come to the VFW or any service organization and the same services that they provide, we can provide for those veterans absolutely free.
I didn't think you were allowed to charge to help someone apply for this benefit.
Unfortunately, that's not the case. There's no law in place as we speak, but the VFW and several of the other service organizations are currently working on working hard in Washington, D.C., trying to get some legislation passed so we can cap these amounts that these law firms are charging these veterans and basically stop them from stealing money from veterans.
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? And I'm assuming they probably want a percentage once that claim is paid.
Yes. They're forcing these guys to sign a contract. They're forcing them to give them their passwords to their VA logins. There's a lot of things going on that we don't approve of, and
yeah,
we're trying to put a stop to it.
Well, so this reminds me of an attorney or a law firm that will help someone who's pretty desperate to try to qualify for disability income. And let's say it's approved and they're back paid a year. That's a pretty big check.
Yeah.
And then they get a huge percentage of that. That sounds kind of similar to me.
You see, it's exactly that. They're charging up to 35-40% of that back pay. And some of them are having them sign lifelong contracts where they're receiving a percentage of their disability
every month.
Every month.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they're not necessarily following these claims the correct way either. So you just be wary of the claim shark that are out there. And again, the VFW is here on your side, free of charge. We're located in every state. We can definitely assist you with the benefit if you qualify for it.
Mr. Ron Cherry with the national headquarters of the VFW, 816-968-1153. And Ron, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Steve. And anytime that we can come out and spread the word about the benefits that that these veterans earn, it's our pleasure to get out and do it.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you making time to come in. And thanks again. And thank you for your service on this Veterans Day.
Appreciate you, and thanks for your support.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Learn more about trademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Your Health Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182-horsepower Subaru Boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so just want to say thanks again to my friend Ron Cherry with the national headquarters of the VFW. They just happen to be located right downtown here in Kansas City, but the phone number that I gave you, you can call them anywhere in the country, and they will help you. You do not have to be a member of the VFW to receive help from them applying for the VA aid and attendance benefit or any other benefit that you may be entitled to. A great, great group right here at the national headquarters of VFW, 816-968-1153. That's a direct number to schedule a meeting to discuss the aid and attendance benefit. 816-968-1153. If you would rather call their main phone number, that's 816-756-3390. And back to that term, a claim shark. I'll tell you what, this entire world is full of people trying to get money out of your wallet or trying to get money out of your pocket or out of your purse. It is just stunning how many people have their hands out. And it's also stunning how many people look like they're here to help, but they've got their hands out, and pretty soon their hand is in your wallet. It's in your pocket. It's in your purse. So if someone says, oh, hey, listen now, hey, we've got your back, right? We're going to help you apply for that VA aid and attendance benefit, and they want you to sign contracts and all kinds of stuff. You may be signing up to give away a huge percentage of that big lump sum that would come on your first check, because remember Ron said it could take, you know, an average of 6 to 9 months to process that claim and then get the payout going. So say if it's 9 months and it's $2,000 a month, that first check's for $18,000. That's a big check. And then after that is $2,000 a month or whatever your number is. But guess who wants a big percentage of that $18,000? The claim sharks. And sometimes you may even be signing a contract to where they get a percentage of your monthly benefit for life. That should be illegal. I hope that all of these veteran service organizations, such as the VFW and many others, I hope they're successful in creating legislation that will either stop that or cap it. So I think it should be stopped altogether. Look, just you can avoid that altogether by calling the national headquarters of the VFW, 816-968-1153. They are free of charge. You don't have to be a member. That's where I send all of my clients, and that's where I would recommend that you contact as well, and they'll help you out, and it won't cost you a single penny. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here on this Veterans Day. And I'm going to talk about something that I've been hearing a lot about. I've been kind of shouting from the mountaintops and the rooftops and through the radio and everywhere, be proactive, be proactive, be proactive. If you think you may need to move to a senior care community, I would not wait to do your homework. I would get out, do your homework, make some choices, make some decisions, get your name on a waiting list, because there's a seasonality I'll explain here in just a few minutes where we're getting ready to enter the peak demand of the entire year. So I'd rather have my name on a waiting list and be fifth on the waiting list than 20th on the waiting list. And if you put it off too long, that's exactly what's going to happen. So let's do a review of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. It is by far and away the most frequently asked questions I have ever been asked, clear back to when I started senior care consulting in 2002. So, although sometimes it's pretty obvious when you need to move, more often than not, it's not quite that obvious. It's a little gray. So I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, if we have a safety issue involved. So when it's no longer safe to live at home. And a lot of these have to do with just the inability to do things for yourself or possibly related to some cognitive issues, some memory loss, some cognitive challenges. So leaving the stovetop burners on, this is just one of many common examples. That's probably one of the most common things that I've heard, leaving the stovetop burner on. Obviously, it's a fire hazard, major safety issue. Just turn the stove off. Turn off the electricity or stop the gas flow, and you can take care of that. But that's a huge one. And a lot of people, oh, Steve, that's not a problem. Until one day, it is a problem. So don't rule anything out and just take your precautions, okay? Because we need to keep our seniors safe while they're in their home. Well, we always need to keep them safe, but that's what we're talking about here. Number two, maybe wandering away and not able to find your way back home. That has to do with cognitive issues, and that would trigger sometimes if they're gone for an extended period of time, that would trigger a silver alert. And that's when an elderly person is missing. Maybe they went out for a walk or a drive. That's one I hear probably more often than not. And they end up in the next state or the a few counties away, and they're lost. They're not sure how to get home. Okay. Usually that ends with a happy ending, but not always. So just super, super important. Malnutrition and dehydration, that's just the lack of ability to keep up with that. Unsanitary living conditions due to neglect or just the inability to keep up with the house cleaning and just your living conditions. Frequent injuries at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. Here's one that flies under the radar, and it shouldn't. Medication management, not taking your medications properly, not taking them on time, maybe not taking them at all. And then another one that makes my blood boil, and I'll probably do a whole show on this coming up pretty soon, but elder abuse, and particularly elder financial abuse. Okay, these are all safety concerns that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number two, and this is a close number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. It's your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and, of course, your physical health. And what we do, we love this person so much, we place our own needs second. We put them on the back burner. We skip doctor's appointments and dentist appointments, and we drop out of social events like the book club and the guys with donuts, every Friday morning, donuts and coffee with the boys. Going to church, that's not really a social event, but there is a social component to that. So look, stress is just a really, really powerful force. And in fact, I just visited earlier this week with the Senior Care Live listener. And his sister she's cared for her mother for so many years, and she's kind of at the end of her rope. And I would say that, you know, she has, you know, all of the above are in decline. And so they're reaching out for help to find a senior care community because she's just out over her skis and frankly probably waited too long. So just be real careful with that. If you see a loved one who is literally just failing, being crushed by the stress of being a caregiver, you've got to step in. You got to do something about that. All right, number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. Now, if you've listened to the program for any length of time at all, You know that I am a huge, huge, huge fan of home care services, hourly home care services. And there, it's just one of the best ways to remain independent at home. And we talk about it all the time. However, if your need escalates to that 24 hours a day, look, home care used to be expensive enough, about $15,000 to $20,000 a month. However, as I've mentioned on the program before, home care costs have skyrocketed like everything else. Now it's going to cost about $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And at that point, you might say, hey, wait a minute. You know, that is too expensive. We can move to assisted living for $8,000 a month, more affordably, with better stewards of the money, et cetera, et cetera. So at some point, it may be a financially driven decision. And then last but not least, if the care that you provide is just not enough, why not consider changing your role from the caregiver to the care manager? Meaning, let's get out, let's find a great place, let them provide the care, and then you can speak for them. You can manage the care and make sure that they're receiving everything that they need to receive. If this is resonating with you, if you need help finding the right senior care community, I would invite you to ask for a free consultation with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Don't go away. I'm going to have some really good stuff coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Coca-Cola is making everyday game day at Burger King. For a limited time,
get a $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle on the Burger King app. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle lets you enjoy two Whopper sandwiches, two original chicken sandwiches, 16-piece chicken nuggets, two small fries, and two small fountain drinks. Whether you're tailgating or big screening, have it your way with a bundle big enough to feed the whole family. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is your ticket to memorable game day fun. It's a winning play. So go to your local Burger King restaurant and satisfy your hunger for the big game. The $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is available now through November 30th at participating Burger King restaurants. And while you're in the BK app, test your skills and play Sip, Throw, and Score to get cool Burger King perks every day. See offer terms at bk.com/terms. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Here's author Kurt Schlichter on why conservatives don't need permission to tell their stories their way.
What do I need? Some guy in a suit with an MBA giving me notes on Kelly Turnbull? We have an underserved audience. We have the artist. I love that we don't have to ask permission. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to write my books the way I want to. The only permission I need is from my audience.
Hear more on the Hollywood in Toto podcast, The Right Take on Entertainment, on iTunes or your favorite audio platform.
RSV, a virus that causes infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract, spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have questions? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So I mentioned this, or I referred to this briefly earlier. There is a seasonal demand for all senior care, period. And a lot of people are really surprised to hear that or learn about that. Like, really? I never thought about it. And why would you? Right? So, but I'm just letting you know, because every time I preach proactive, sometimes people probably think I overdo that, but it's just because of what I know that I'm preaching that, trying to help you. So if you, it's on my website under one of the blogs. There's a drawing of kind of a crooked, shallow cereal bowl, if you will, with the left side being a little higher than the right side and just kind of a shallow trough. So this isn't your normal bell curve where it'll be going along a little ways and then it drops way down and then it comes way back up and then ends at about the same place. That's more of a traditional or standardized bell curve. This one is a shallow bell curve with the left side a little higher than the right side. So here's what I mean by that. There is always a demand for senior care, always and forever, always will be, always, every day. But the demand is the lowest in the summer months, June, July, and August. And then what happens is, you know, we've got September, October, now we're into November. So as we start to move toward the end of the year, starts getting colder, the daylight savings time went away, yuck, and now it's dark at 5:30, which really stinks, by the way. when are we gonna fix that? We need some legislation on that one. Somebody needs to stand up and say daylight savings when we spring forth and we have, you know, daylight until 9:30 in the summer for the farmers, and that perfectly understand. And then leave it. Don't fall back. Just leave it alone. Anyway, all right, I'm way off my topic here. But so as all these things happen, and it gets dark at 5:30, and I'm done complaining about that. The demand starts to increase as we head toward the end of the year. And then January and February, boom, it jumps up. We start that bell curve over, right? That's the higher part of the cereal bowl. It jumps up. The highest demand is in January and February and about halfway into March. And then as we move toward the summer, we get our light back because of another clock adjustment, and we should just leave it there. It starts to trail off, okay? Not too far, though. Shallow cereal bowl. It's the lowest in the summer, and then it creeps up, and then it, boom, it spikes up. It does this every single year. Well, Steve, what's going on with that? That doesn't make any sense to me. What happens? So this will make perfect sense. So during the holidays, you know, November and December, there are tons of holidays, families gather. And we're so spread out these days, a lot of times you may live, you know, halfway across the country, and you've just talked to your parents or maybe FaceTimed or had Zoom or whatever. And so families gather during the holidays, and then they have these realizations. They're like, oh boy, I had no idea that mom was forgetting all these things. She's really showing signs, clear signs of dementia that's hidden pretty well over the phone or on FaceTime or Zoom or whatever. I don't know how safe it is for her to be living here. We probably ought to talk about some senior living options, but let's just get through the holidays and we'll go look at places after the first of the year. Or, oh, whoa, we thought dad was doing better than he was. We didn't think he was doing real well, but we thought he was doing better than he was. He's got bruises all over. His house is not picked up. I don't know if he's eaten a good meal in I don't know how many months. This is not a good situation. So you have these realizations. And then everyone, and then the weather gets colder, and all of a sudden, everyone's out looking for a place at once. And so that's why. With the cold weather, you have flu and pneumonia. COVID's never going away. You have a natural increase in demand along with that pent-up, newly realized delayed demand, and boom, there's your spike. So get out, get your name on a wait list. You will thank me later. All right, and then to wrap up the program today, I just wanted to say that on this Veterans Day, I want to thank you so much for your service. It doesn't seem like enough, frankly, but it's the one thing that I can do, and I say it consistently. And when you're out and about and you see a man or a woman in uniform, just go up to them, look them square in the eyes, give them a firm handshake, and say thank you. Thank you for your service, because it's because of them that you have the freedom, and we all have the freedom to do anything we want to do. It's totally because of them. And I'd like to personally thank my father-in-law, Ken Akins, for his service in the Air Force. He served active duty almost his entire career and served in many different places, including England and Alaska. And he said that in Alaska it was so cold. He said he walked out of the barracks with a hot cup of coffee and a styrofoam cup. He walked across a small parking lot into another barracks, and he went to take a sip of his coffee only to discover it had transformed into a nice cup of not hot coffee, but into a frozen block of ice. It was that cold up there. And when they were in England, my mother-in-law had to handle the three kids all by herself. Let me say this. She went through some major stuff all by herself. You talk about someone who's strong and had to overcome so many things, and she made it through all of that. So we also need to recognize that the entire family serves as well as the veterans. So thank you, families. And then my grandpa, Demetrio Cuevas, he served in the Army in World War II. He got shot in the knee. I can't imagine how painful that would be. I mean, have you ever hit your knee on something and it just took your breath away? I can't imagine being shot in my knee. But even though he was wounded, he managed to pick up and carry another wounded soldier off the battlefield and to safety. And because of his bravery and his courageous act, he was awarded the Purple Heart. And so, they say the greatest generation. I don't think they make them like that anymore. And just incredible. I could go on and on.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie visiting Israel on a mission to express solidarity in its war against Hamas. Christie toured a kibbutz that was ravaged in the October 7th rampage by Hamas militants that triggered the war. The former New Jersey governor is the first candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination to visit Israel. Meanwhile, another candidate, Senator Tim Scott's, abruptly withdrawn from the presidential contest just days after the third Republican primary debate and about 2 months before the start of voting in Iowa's leadoff caucuses. Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican says he's not going to make any endorsements of the remaining field and also has indicated that he's not interested in a running mate slot. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the UN's High Commissioner on Human Rights to task for implying that Israel's use of high-impact weapons in civilian areas may constitute a war crime.
What the commissioner said is hogwash, because the main difference is, are you deliberately targeting civilians? No, we're deliberately doing everything in our power to target the terrorists and the civilians, as happens in every legitimate war, are sometimes what are called collateral damage. That's a laundered way of saying unintended casualties. That's clearly what Israel is doing. And what clearly Hamas is doing is the opposite.
On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, the prime minister rejected growing calls for a ceasefire unless it includes the release of all 239 hostages that were captured on October 7th. Activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war are now on the streets in San Francisco and plan to be there all week during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Conference. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
November 14th is World Diabetes Day. Dr. Christopher Wrench with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says even moderately high blood sugars could be linked to a greater risk of heart disease.
What we found is that the risk of heart disease was present both among those who had very high blood sugar levels, typically the amounts used to define diabetes, but also we found these risks present in men and women with moderately elevated blood sugar levels below the typical threshold of diabetes.
Wrench says research shows relying on diabetes as a marker for a higher risk of heart disease leaves many other patients vulnerable. Authorities in Georgia captured the third of four men who escaped from a Georgia jail last month. The FBI and the Bibb County Sheriff's Office made the arrest Sunday morning at a home in Augusta. More at townhall.com. Complaints about air travel are, well, sky high.
The U.S. Transportation Department says consumer complaints about airlines nearly doubled in the first 3 months of this year compared with the same period last year, and kept rising in April and May. These are the latest figures from the government. The Transportation Department said information about complaints has been delayed because there are just so many of them to process. John Scott reporting.
Virginia State University says a police officer was critically wounded in a shooting early Sunday morning. The shooting happened when an on-duty VSU police officer responded to a disturbance at the campus in Petersburg, Virginia. The suspect remains at large. Members from Hollywood's Actors Union have voted to approve the deal with studios that ended their strike after nearly 4 months. SAG-AFTRA members now will vote on it beginning Tuesday. More at townhall.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
To Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend, and I'm here, and I can answer your questions. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your questions by calling 877-726-8255 this hour and next. We're here, and I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing important health information with you. And we've got lots to talk about today. But before we get into that, let's acknowledge that today is Veterans Day, and it's an important day to give tribute to all those who have served in the armed forces, and many of whom have made the ultimate sacrifice, certainly a lot of personal sacrifices involved. And I was reminded of that yesterday because I went to a cemetery and visited the grave of a recently deceased relative, and she is buried next to her late husband, and I noticed that sporadically in the cemetery, there were fresh, new American flags planted around various graves, and then I remembered that my relative had served in the armed forces. He was in the U.S. Air Force during the Korean conflict, and there was a fresh, new flag planted there, courtesy of the local Boy Scout troop. And I think it's important to remember the sacrifice and the service that so many have rendered to this country on this important day. So happy Veterans Day to all our service members, and thank you for your service. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take a look at a very interesting study, because it has to do with those genetic tests. And there are genetic tests in the field of something called nutrigenomics, which means using genetics to predict our need for various nutrients and indeed to predict which diet will work best for us. And so going into the very, very confusing realm of diet claims, you're confronted with claims that the ultimate diet is the very low-fat diet, rich in complex carbohydrates. That's the best diet for overall health and weight loss. And on the other hand, you have people saying, no, don't eat all those carbs. Eat a diet that is rich in fat and protein, but reduce your carbs and you'll lose weight. And it's really a matter of trial and error, which works best for you. Also a matter of compliance and preference. But nutrigenomics promises to offer us the heads up on which diet will work best for us, because we know that there are genetic variations among individuals. Some of us can eat like a house on fire and we don't gain weight. Others are very susceptible to weight gain. Some people are carbohydrate cravers, and especially those prone to diabetes and insulin resistance. Those are the people who may really need to look at their carb content. So they did a study. And by the way, you can order these tests. These tests are ubiquitous. You can do them on your own online, or you can do them through a doctor's office. I've test-driven several of these tests. And the tests purport to tell you what's the best diet for you. And it basically boils down to one of three diets. Either it's a diet that is a low-fat diet, rich in carbohydrates, but the complex kind. We don't want any junk food in any kind of diet. Versus a diet that is very low in carbs, emphasizing healthy sources of fat and adequate protein for satiety. And then there's the omnivorous folks, the lucky folks who get to eat a little bit of everything, of course, avoiding junk, and they seem to do well with a moderate, call it a Mediterranean diet, a mixed diet. And so they did a study. And what they did is they looked at 145 participants, and they genetically typed them. And it's their belief that there are 10 genetic variants which speak to whether you should be on one or another diet. Maybe these genetic variants have to do with one's susceptibility to diabetes, which would indicate a carbohydrate sensitivity. Other variants might suggest that maybe you shouldn't be consuming that much fat. And they put it all together, and they then randomized these individuals into four groups. They had so-called fat responders receiving a high-fat diet. They had fat responders receiving a high-carbohydrate diet. They had carbohydrate responders receiving a high-fat diet, and carbohydrate responders receiving a high-carbohydrate diet. In other words, some people were matched to their ideal diet. Some people were matched to the opposite diet, the diet that was not their ideal diet, according to their genetic type. And then they looked at the results. There was a 12-week diet intervention where they placed people on these diets. And after 12 weeks, they found that everybody lost some weight. Okay. They lost a lot of weight because it was a calorically restricted diet. They lost, on average, around 5 kilos. 5 kilos, what does that translate to? About 12 pounds. And they found that there was absolutely no difference. So their conclusion is as follows. With the current ability to genotype participants as fat or carbohydrate responders, evidence does not support greater weight loss on genotype concordant diets. And so what's the meaning of the study? Does it mean that these genetic typing tests are worthless? Well, what it suggests is that maybe, just maybe, they're not quite ready for prime time. It could also be that 12 weeks isn't enough to discover a difference. Maybe if they'd adhere to these diets long term, a year or two or three, but it's hard to do a study over such a long period of time. It's very expensive. It's hard to get people to stick to a diet consistently. Maybe that would have shown a difference, that there was some guidance provided by the genetic type to tell people which diet to pursue for weight loss. The other thing about the study is it didn't speak to the health benefits other than weight loss of these diets, because it's possible that there could be benefits in terms of heart disease or cancer prevention, diabetes prevention, with long-term adherence to one or another diet that one is genetically suited for. And we know that this may have to do with one's ancestry, because maybe people come from parts of the world where folks have subsisted on diets that are rich in carbs for many centuries and millennia. Maybe these are mostly equatorial regions of the world. Other people come from the north. They come from areas where carbohydrates were rare during human evolution and are only a recent addition to the human diet. And maybe those people, because of ancestry, should follow a Nordic-type diet, rich in protein and healthy fats, even including dairy, which for some people is a problem, but not for people from certain parts of the world. It's a conundrum, because nutrigenomics has great potential to guide us in the dietary sphere, to tell us which nutrients we need more of and what diets might be best for us. But this study strikes out when it comes to weight loss using nutrigenomic tests to tell you what to eat. 877-726-8255, our number. We welcome your phone calls during the program. We also have recorded calls. If you call 877-726-8255 during the week, you can record a question. We'll take some of those when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being. It is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Methyl action.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And our number, 877-726-8255, that gets you on the program while we're on the air. Also, it gets you to record a question as to this individual, and let's hear it.
What is the best zinc and chromium to take if you have diabetes and heart disease?
Okay, well, that's an interesting question. And chromium has been on the scene for quite a long time, I think since the 1980s or 1990s, because of work done by Dr. Richard Anderson, supporting the idea that it helps blood sugar and helps to optimize insulin response. Insulin resistance is a problem for many individuals. They have what's called metabolic syndrome. They gain weight. They have high cholesterol and low HDL. They have high triglycerides, and ultimately their hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of blood sugar, starts to go up, 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 up until it's in the diabetic range. And so anything that can promote insulin response is going to be helpful to diabetics. And chromium seems to fit the bill, although studies have been back and forth on that. Some studies say chromium, no biggie. There's some studies on chromium and weight loss suggest, maybe it doesn't really promote weight loss. But it does seem to help response to insulin. And the best form of chromium, in my opinion, is chromium picolinate. Generally, we suggest that people take anywhere from 400 to 1,000 micrograms of chromium picolinate per day. So that's one of the things that can be helpful. And then there's zinc. And, of course, in diabetes, there are issues associated with wound healing, poor wound healing, which zinc facilitates with poor immunity, and zinc supports that. And also there's the issue of eye problems, increased risk of various types of eye conditions, and zinc also is supportive for ocular function, supports the retina. So when I looked up, because this is a recorded question, I looked it up beforehand. When it comes to zinc and diabetes, the studies go back and forth. Some studies suggest that zinc, like chromium, helps insulin resistance. Other studies suggest that it doesn't do much for insulin resistance. And so we're left with kind of a conclusion that zinc is good, but it's not necessarily something that combats diabetes. Certainly should be part of a supplement program for anyone, and especially someone with a condition like diabetes, which promotes inflammation and causes your immune system to function poorly. 877-726-8255, our number. And as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Now, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products, using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action, Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being, and it is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. All right. This item is kind of a weird item because it comes to us from the Jerusalem Post. And, you know, the Mideast war, the war against Hamas with Israel now entering Gaza is heating up. And Jerusalem Post is a major English language and simultaneously Hebrew language newspaper in Israel. And they read an article entitled, How to Use Wartime Stress to Lose Weight. It sounds kind of frivolous. They posted a link to X, formerly known as Twitter, promoting the story that included the hashtags Israel, Hamas, terrorists, Gaza, and weight loss, hashtag weight loss. The article says, the ongoing state of stress and anxiety in Israel has led to weight gain for many, but understanding how stress works can actually aid in shedding pounds while maintaining overall health. Well, it caused a firestorm of controversy because people are saying this is kind of frivolous. Some people assumed that this was a parody in questionable taste, but it was real, and they ultimately retracted the article. Another user on X wrote, yikes, I had to double check that this wasn't a Jerusalem Post fake account. This is a crisis in journalism. Another person correctly wrote, hot take, war is not a weight loss plan. And another wrote, this feels like AI-generated text gone wrong. And indeed, that's possibly too, because sometimes content is now generated by AI. And so, you know, to have like a lifestyle article like, yeah, you know, war's good because you'll use your appetite, you know, you have a lot of stress. You know, but let's look at the upside of this war. Yeah, 1,400 people have been killed. Now more Israeli soldiers have been killed. Gaza is being leveled. And we're thinking, yeah, there's an upside to this. You know, you could lose some weight if you know, do it properly. Just, you know, don't binge out on foods. Don't let stress eating get the best of you. Get adequate sleep so that you can make sure that your metabolism is good. And you'll come out of this conflict a few pounds lighter. Well, okay. Correctly, the Jerusalem Post deleted the article amidst a firestorm of protests, and I think that that's reasonable. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cynaquell. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cynaquell is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cynaquell's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cynaquell for everyday maintenance and Cynaquell Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support.
For more information and to purchase Cynaquil, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There you'll also find some of my other favorite thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cynaquil. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and in our newsletter this week, and we're continuing next week, I'm listing some of my least favorite things. So if you want to take a look at some of the things that I'm not crazy about in the realm of intelligent medicine, well, Check out our newsletter. Go to drhoffman.com and simply enter your email, and you'll get a weekly delivery of my thoughts along with our medical nutritionist, Layla Mudin, on a wide variety of health topics. So it's all free via drhoffman.com in our newsletter. All right, this item has to do with something called the MIND diet. And there's no question that we're experiencing a mental health crisis in this country. When it comes to kids and adolescents, we're seeing attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity. We're seeing unprecedented incidents of depression and suicide among young people, which is very, very disturbing. And we're seeing also among adults high rates of depression among older adults, cognitive decline that threatens to swamp our healthcare system with older, aging baby boomers who have neurological problems and dementia. And so it's important to look at the potential for diet to have an impact on all these things. There's the MIND diet, and in previous studies, the MIND diet has been associated with relief of depression, improvements in mood. The main components of the MIND diet include higher intake of whole grains and olive oil and lower intake of fast fried foods, or fried fast foods, as the case may be. The MIND diet emphasizes plant-based foods. It limits intake of animal-based foods and those high in saturated fat, and promotes eating berries and leafy green vegetables. For example, in looking at autopsies, they found that a higher green leafy vegetable intake was inversely correlated with the kinds of changes that you'd see in the brain associated with Alzheimer's. So a couple of studies here. First study was done over the summer, long-term MIND diet commitment key to boosting brain health. And what they found is that when they compared people on a regular diet, this is actually not an observational study. So this is a study where they actually had people commit to either one diet or just no diet at all, eat whatever you want. And they found that this is a long-term study, which is unusual. They were able to get people to do this for 3 years. They showed that there was cognitive improvements in the initial 2 years for the MIND diet group, but after 3 years, by the end of the study, there was not a significant difference. But they say this is unprecedented. It's the first randomized clinical trial designed to test the effects of a diet on cognitive abilities, and it enlisted individuals 65 years or older without previous cognitive impairment. In the commentary, what they say here is that it just may have been too little too late, because it started with people at the age of 65. And it just may be that your neurological fate is sealed by the type of diet you've consumed when you're young and into middle age. And additional confirmation comes from a new study just out. It's entitled MIND Diet in Midlife, Tied to Higher Subcortical Brain Region Volumes. Translation, less brain shrinkage in critical parts of the brain associated with mood and memory. They found higher adherence to the MIND diet was associated with larger volumes of the thalamus, the hippocampus, and reduced white matter hyperintensities. These are like little flecks that occur in the brain that may be signs of mini strokes or signs of brain deterioration or a prelude to Alzheimer's disease. So, interesting study. The MIND diet scores, they say, were calculated based on intake of 10 healthy food groups: green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, berries, nuts, whole grains, beans, non-fried fish, non-fried poultry, olive oil, and wine, versus what they term unhealthy foods, things like red meat, butter and margarine, cheese, pastries and sweets, or fast or fried foods. Okay, so, all right. Of interest, and I'm not entirely in concordance with their recommendation that we ought to reduce animal protein, but there's no question that a diet rich in polyphenols from fresh fruits and vegetables, from things like olive oil, useful compounds found in nuts and seeds, that these types of diets can be beneficial for the brain. So, yeah. And so coming up, we're going to talk about a unique supplement that I'm pretty excited about that can have a very, very profound impact on brain problems associated with chronic inflammation and even head trauma. It's a fascinating story, and we'll cover it in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavanatural's Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flavanatural's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate, with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high-flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Podcast.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, following up on the theme of optimizing neurological function and preventing cognitive decline. We're going to talk about an extraordinary new supplement, very innovative, that can address some of the main reasons for loss of brain function. With us today is Dr. Robert Rowntree. He's Chief Medical Advisor for Thorne Health Tech. It's a world leader in the development and manufacturing of pure, high-quality nutritional and botanical supplements, along with advanced multi-omic and diagnostic testing. Dr. Rowntree is a diplomate of the American Board of Holistic Medicine. He's augmented his training with extensive postgraduate studies in nutritional and herbal pharmacology, along with certification as a Master Practitioner of Neuro-Linguistic Programming. He is also providing his unique combination of traditional family medicine, nutrition, herbology, and mind-body therapy in Boulder, Colorado. Since 1983, he's recently opened up Boulder Well Care, and he's author of three books on integrative medicine, Immunotics, which was in 2000, Smart Medicine for a Healthier Child, and A Parent's Guide to Medical Emergencies. And I must say that Dr. Rowntree is a communicator par excellence. Do we have him back? Did he drop, or do we have him back on? Okay. Well, the product that – okay. Bob, are you on the line with us? Hello, Robert. Hello, hello. Can you put it through? All right. Okay. Well, he's got a tenuous connection, and so we're going to try and get him back for us today. But let's talk about the product in question, which is Cinequel. And Cine, from the word synapse, and Quell from the word, well, quell, which is to reduce or tamp down. And the concern as we age is that we're subject to degenerative processes that damage our brain. It's the synapses that form the connections between nerves, and it's important to maintain their integrity. So Cinequel is originally formulated for individuals who are involved in contact sports or high-impact activities, but you don't have to be a professional hockey player to benefit from Cinequel. It's an innovative formula from Thorne. That's one of the industry's most cutting-edge companies. And it's rich in ingredients to support brain function. I have now added it to my personal daily regimen to fend off cognitive decline. And so there are a lot of reasons to think that Cinequel is a very, very effective way to both address brain injury. You know, a lot of people... veterans who are coming back from the war zone recently. We've had some terrible incidences of, although there were nobody killed, but the Iranian proxies are shelling Americans at bases in the Middle East. And these individuals are experiencing traumatic brain injury from the concussion of the missiles and the artillery shells. And so there's also the problem of people involved in sports, not just professional sports, but even amateur sports. Kids who are playing soccer and heading the ball, college kids and high school kids who are playing football, and they're experiencing head injuries. And so, you know, we're thinking that a product like Cinequil could prove useful. Robert, are you with us? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi, how are you? It sounds like you're in the field somewhere. Hey, Robert, you know, I introduced you by saying that you are a communicator par excellence, that you, I really admire your way of delivering information in a very usable form for both health professionals and the public. I've attended many of your lectures, and you've been a guest on my show, and you do a great job. We're talking about Cinequil. First of all, first things first, am I pronouncing it correctly? It's Cinequil, right? Because Cinequil suggests it might be something for your sinuses or nasal passages.
No, Cinequil, like synapse.
Right, exactly. So, okay.
Well, your synapses.
Exactly. So let's talk about what's in it, because first of all, it's not a pill. You know, I'm consuming enough pills to make me rattle, and I'm very appreciative that Cinequil is in a very tasty powder form that I can add to water or, you know, possibly juice, and it's got a great flavor, and I can consume all these important nutrients without taking, you know, six or eight pills at once. So what's in it?
Well, a lot of things. I can list them, but probably the number one ingredient is a ketone body.
Okay.
So I'm sure your listeners know about ketogenic diets and, you know, the whole idea that there's three ketone bodies and the brain loves ketone bodies. I mean, it's better utilized as fuel than glucose, right? So
right.
The problem is you have to go on a ketogenic diet to get them.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people like doing that. It's not pleasant, you know, hard to maintain. So, you know, there's a lot of interest, I think, in providing these, quote, exogenous ketones in a drink or a powder form. And I would say that's really a key ingredient here, because we know that injured brains or declining brains, inflamed brains, really need better fuel. So number one, beta-hydroxybutyrate. Number two, branched-chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, valine, which are both precursors to neurotransmitters, but also, again, good fuel for the brain. It's got a good dose of DHA,
mm-hmm.
which is the omega-3 fatty acid that comprises, 50% of the fat in your brain is DHA?
Wow, yeah, that's important.
Some huge percentage DHA. It's got CoQ10, which is great for the oxidative stress that occurs in the mitochondria in the brain. It's got magnesium, resveratrol, curcumin, glutathione, and then a really key ingredient, nicotinamide riboside, which I might have talked to you about on the show before. It's a very interesting compound. It's related to a B vitamin, niacin, but it's unique in that it's a direct precursor to NAD, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, which I kind of think about it as the quarterback for the mitochondria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's carrying electrons around in the mitochondria and really making it work better. So you need NAD for your mitochondria to function, and we know that when we get older, NAD levels decline. So there's been a lot of interest in these compounds that are precursors, NR, nicotinamide riboside, like what's in Cinequil, nicotinamide mononucleotide. They're all better than niacin or niacinamide for achieving that. So it's a really nice combination of things that keeps you from having to take 20 different pills every day if you want to support your brain.
Right. It's a really interesting product, and I've sampled it. And, you know, I was surprised at how good it tastes, because with all those ingredients in it, it's sometimes hard to camouflage the flavors. But I also found it interesting that within minutes, I felt a little bit of a buzz. I felt a little bit, you know, like energized and more alert. Is it possible,
yep.
or does it work more slowly, chronically over time?
Well, I think the beta-hydroxybutyrate, that can get into the brain pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
So it does both. It can give you a quick brain energy boost, which is a little bit different than caffeine, right?
Right.
A brain energy boost means you're getting more blood flow to your brain, your mitochondria are working better, et cetera. But the main thing we recommend it for is for preventing cognitive decline, right? For whatever happens as a result of brain injury, and I say that whatever because a lot of things go on when our brains get injured, and injury is a big umbrella. Injury is not just trauma. Injury can be chemical injury. Injury can result from eating too much sugar, right? Injury can be a result of air pollution.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually evidence that air pollution hastens the risk for, you know, these 2.5 micron particles are associated with a higher risk of cognitive decline. So we're constantly being assaulted with this, you know, even if we're not playing, contact sports like soccer, rugby, or football.
Yeah, or in the case of Seneca ice hockey, which is,
yes.
You know, they actually did a study looking at ice hockey players, and one of the things they found that was very disturbing, these were, junior players, like 18, 19 years old, and they weren't reporting any kind of cognitive dysfunction after their games, right? Mm-hmm. So these are not guys that, were getting bad concussions and being sidelined. These are just guys playing a regular season. And they gave them questionnaires, et cetera. They weren't complaining of any obvious signs of cognitive dysfunction. But when they did an EEG-based brain scan, they were finding really distinct problems.
Wow.
And that alone was a scary thing.
And that's concerning because there are actually some studies that suggest that, and it's selected because maybe some people are more genetically susceptible to this, but sometimes people involved in these contact sports for years and years and years have a higher propensity to dementia.
Yeah, actually, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy has been strongly linked to head injuries. So, and head injury, my point is that head injury doesn't have to be one that knocks you out.
Yeah.
It can simply be just getting, battered around a little bit, which is pretty typical for ice hockey.
So there might be two different usages for this. What about, people who've had concussions, head injuries, what's the dosage? And what about people who just want a maintenance program for preventing cognitive decline?
Well, there's a regular strength. And for somebody that wants to prevent cognitive decline, probably one or two scoops a day is plenty.
Mm-hmm.
For them, if they're not showing any signs of problems, forgetfulness or anything like that, they're fine with just doing one or two scoops a day. Whereas the Seneca Plus has a little bit more of the beta hydroxybutyrate and the nicotinamide riboside, and so it's a stronger formula. It's a little bit more expensive. That's really what I would use for somebody who's had head injuries or who's prone to head injuries. If they've actually had head injuries, you can use a lot more. But for preventive purposes, just one scoop a day is plenty.
Okay, let me give the heads up on this. For more information and to purchase Seneca, because we want you to try it, special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn, that's spelled T-H-O-R-N-E, there you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn. By the way, they've got a whole suite of great products there. You'll be hearing more about them. Bob, I'm going to invite you back on the program for a long-form podcast where we can sit down at our leisure and go over some of these issues in depth. So we'll have you back on a little later, and we'll announce the podcast. Thanks. With winter coming, and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800 800-
800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An aircraft crash over the Mediterranean Sea kills five U.S. service members.
The U.S. European Command says a military aircraft went down during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training over the Eastern Mediterranean. There were no initial indications of any sort of hostile activity. The U.S. has sent additional forces to the region, along with the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, as tensions started ramping up between Israel and the Palestinians. President Biden issued a statement offering prayers for the victims' families and noting service members put their lives on the line every day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
GOP Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina dropping out of the 2024 presidential race.
Nearly 6 months after launching his bid for the White House, Scott announced the end of his campaign. As a candidate, the senator offered a message of optimism and openly shared his Christian faith and values. But Scott struggled to gain in the polls and nearly missed qualifying for last week's GOP debate in Miami. Scott did not immediately endorse any other Republican candidate as he exited the race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Progressive Representative Ilhan Omar has drawn a prominent Democrat primary challenger. Former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels announced on Sunday he'll try once again to unseat her after coming close in 2022. Omar's won re-election twice, despite accusations of anti-Semitism. And New York Congressman Brian Higgins is going to leave office before the end of his current term early next year. That's after 19 years in Washington. The Buffalo, New York Democrat says he's grown frustrated with the dysfunction of the House. His last day will be during the first week of February. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The Treasury Department's imposing sanctions on 13 members of Mexico's powerful Sinaloa cartel and four Mexico-based firms, all accused of trafficking fentanyl into the United States.
Authorities say included in the sanctions are a manager of cartel operations in Nogales who oversaw the trafficking of tons of drugs, along with a restaurant, mining companies, and an import-export firm. The sanctions cut them off from the U.S. banking system and blocked their U.S. assets. The Biden administration this year also announced indictments and sanctions against Chinese companies and executives blamed for importing the chemicals used to make fentanyl. But Republicans say the Democratic administration isn't doing enough to stop the deadly drug. Jeremy House, Washington.
In Panama, indigenous anti-mining protesters will temporarily suspend blockades for 12 hours Monday as a show of good faith so citizens can get food and fuel. More breaking news at townhall.com. Virginia's State House will soon have its first black speaker in its 400-year history.
That comes after the chamber's incoming Democratic majority Saturday chose Del Don Scott to serve in the post. Scott was unanimously elected by the House Democratic Caucus, and the full House of Delegates will vote to confirm him on the first day of the 2024 legislative session. Scott is a trial lawyer and a veteran of the U.S. Navy. He has served in the House since 2020. Jason Walker reporting.
Two humane societies investigating the transfer of about 250 small animals from California to Arizona that may have ended up being fed to reptiles. The Arizona Republic reports animals ultimately went to a man who ran a reptile breeding company that included selling both live and frozen animals for reptile feed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first, it's The Life of Riley, featuring a very strange allergy. Then later, we travel to Summerfield for The Great Gildersleeve, and a story that centers around the local pharmacist, Mr. Peavy, as voiced by Richard LeGrand. There is an overlapping cast member in these two NBC comedy series, and her name is Louise Erickson. She spent time as both Babs on The Life of Riley and niece Marjorie on The Great Gildersleeve. The Oakland, California native was born in 1928, and she not only has done lots of radio, but she has appeared on Broadway and the occasional television and big screen performance. Her first prominent radio role came as a teenager in the comedy series A Date with Judy. Erickson was the third actress to play the bubbly Bobby Soxer, following Ann Gillis and Deli Ellis. She later was the first wife of Emmy Award-winning actor Ben Gazzara. Well, here is Louise Erickson as Babs, with Paula Winslow as her mother, Peg. And during the flashback sequences, you'll hear Alan Reed as Peg's father. It's from March 17, 1950.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. If there is one thing more than any other that Chester Riley demands of his children, it is obedience. Strict, unquestioning obedience to his slightest command. This has been Riley's guiding principle in raising his son and daughter. And the results of this stern discipline are evident, as witness the scene that is taking place between Riley and his daughter Babs.
Now look, Babs, I don't want no arguments. You ought to know me by now. When I tell you to do something, you do it.
No, I just won't.
Now listen, Babs, if you know what's good for you, you...
No use trying to scare me. I'm not a child anymore. You can't frighten me with old witches the way you used to.
I don't need an old witch. I've got your mother.
What?
I mean, you'll make her obey me. Go on, Peg. Make her stay in tonight.
Oh, but Riley, if she's got a date...
It won't kill her to break it. It ain't every night my foreman's nephew comes to visit us.
Why do I have to entertain your foreman's nephew?
Because this may mean a promotion for me and a raise.
I'm not going to break my date.
Oh, you'd rather see me a failure. Broke, huh? Well, Peg, that's a fine daughter you presented me with.
That's right. Blame it all on me.
Is that a way for a girl to act? Other girls help out their old man. Look at Margaret Truman. She goes out and sings just so she can bring a few extra bucks in the house. And they don't even have to pay rent for their place. And believe me, I need help more than her father does. I could get fired tomorrow. His job's good for at least another 2 years.
Babsy, dear, couldn't you break it?
No, I'm sorry, Mother. Daddy should have let me know beforehand.
Please, Babs.
No, don't beg her. I got my pride, you know. She don't want to do a little thing like that for her own father. I won't say another word. Subject is closed as far as I'm concerned. But all I can say is that this is a fine way you pay me back after all the sacrifices I made for you. You won't even give up one evening for me. But when you were a baby, I was willing to give up everything for you. My home, my business, my wife.
Riley, everything. Calm down, will you?
You slave, you sacrifice for them.
Oh, Daddy, stop carrying on like a character in a soap opera. You sound worse than Stella Dallas.
Stella Dallas? Well, next thing I know, you'll be calling me John's other wife. Well, I don't have to stand here and be insulted in my own house by my own daughter. Goodbye. By my own ex-daughter, I'm divorcing you.
Babs, you shouldn't have spoken to your father that way.
Oh, I know, but he's always going on about his sacrifices.
Well, this time it happens to be true.
What's true?
What he said.
You mean about giving up his wife and home and everything for me?
Oh, go on, Mother. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. It happened when you were just a tiny baby. I remember how excited your father was the night you were born. He was just thrilled. And I'll never forget what happened the first time he saw you. He came to visit me in the hospital that night.
Come in. Oh, hello, Chester.
Hello, Dumplin', dearest darling.
Good evening, Margaret.
Oh, you brought Papa.
I brought him. He didn't have you nickeled for the subway.
Well, I'll pay you back, Papa.
With what?
Papa, please.
You'll get it.
Oh, yes, I'll get it. Like I got the rent money you owe and the money for the doctor and the baby's lay-in.
But, Papa...
I can't understand it. A man has no job, no money, no prospects, hasn't even got a room he can call his own, lives off his relatives, and he goes ahead and has a baby. How could you?
It's a free country.
Sure. For you, it's free. I'm paying. Don't you have any sense of responsibility?
Oh, Papa, stop picking on Chester. I wanted a baby.
Yeah, it was all Peg's idea. I had nothing to do with it.
Whole year he's been out of work.
Well, times are tough. But I'll get a break soon. I'm seeing a guy tonight, Peg, about a big deal. I may be in business for myself.
Really?
Don't make me laugh.
Now, Chester has ability, Papa.
Ability? The only ability he's got is standing in line to collect his relief check. He'll be doing that the rest of his life.
Is that so?
Oh, please. Let's talk about something else. Chester.
Yeah?
They let me see the baby today.
Yeah? How is she? Is she beautiful? Who does she look like?
Well, she's got my eyes and... my hair and my mouth and ears.
Well, ain't she got nothing of mine?
Well, she's got your nose.
Oh, well, that makes up for it.
You can see her tonight.
I can?
Through the nursery window at 7:30.
Hey, it's after that now. I'll go take a look at her and then I'll come right back.
Huh? Hurry up, dear, before they draw the curtain.
Yeah, I'll go. Oh.
Well, what's the matter?
Papa.
Don't you papa me.
Mr. Barker, sir, could you please lend me the loan of that tie you're wearing?
My tie? What for?
Well, this is the first time the baby be meeting me. I don't want her to see me looking like a bum. Excuse me. Pardon me. Can I get through here? I want to see my baby. Excuse me.
Oh, hi there. Remember me?
Yeah, I want to... Oh, yeah, in the waiting room.
What did you have?
A girl.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, look at
them. Which one's yours?
I don't know. How can you tell?
Well, there's a little card on each bassinet with your name on it.
Yeah? Well, let's see. There she is. I see her, the Riley baby.
Where?
The last row, second from the left. Oh, she's beautiful. She makes all them other babies look like monkeys.
Mister...
Look at that baby next to mine. Ooh, is that an ugly baby? Well, they shouldn't put a kid like that out where everybody can see it. Why don't they just wrap it up and let the father sneak home with it?
Look, mister...
Oh, she's a doll. Her nose is like a little button. The baby next to her's got a nose like a turnip. Hey, look, she's smiling. My baby's smiling at me.
She's not smiling at you. She's smiling at me. That's my baby.
What do you mean? It says the Riley baby.
No, that's the Wiley baby. W-I-L-E-Y. That's me.
Which is the Riley baby?
The one with the turnip.
That's mine? What a beautiful baby.
Make so much noise.
Oh, not so loud, dear. Remember, we got a baby in the house now.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. How is she?
Oh, wonderful. The doctor was here today and examined her.
Yeah, what'd he say?
She's a perfect baby.
Oh, that's great. Look, Peg, I got good news, too. Remember I told you I might be going into business for myself?
Yes?
Well, take a look at that car.
Let me see.
Yeah.
National Theater Enterprises, yep. President and General Manager Chester A. Riley. We operate coast to coast. Chester. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Papa, did you hear that? Chester's in business. He's president of his own company.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, look at this card. National Theater Enterprises.
What's that?
Oh, yes. Well, what kind of business is it, Chester?
Popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yeah. Put a popcorn machine in the theater lobby and I sell it to the people on their way in.
Of all the idiotic ideas.
No, it's something new. There's a future in it. I'm going to go places.
The only place you'll go is to the poorhouse. What an idea. Who's going to eat popcorn in a movie? You better get out of that quick.
No, I'm going ahead with it. I can make $20 a week profit on one machine in one theater.
That's wonderful. But there must be hundreds of theaters from coast to coast.
Well, I'm not coast to coast yet.
Well, even the theaters in this city alone.
Well, I haven't got all of them lined up yet.
How many do you have?
Well, let me see now. One.
One theater?
Oh, well, I thought... Well, the card said coast to coast.
Well, I will be someday. As time goes on, I'll be expanding. And I don't want to have to print new cards all the time. That's using my head, huh?
If I had a head like that, I'd put it on the end of a stick and sell it to a plumber for a plunger.
Please. Don't you listen to him, Chester. I have faith in you. You'll get somewhere yet.
You bet I will. Well, I got to get back to the theater for the evening show and refill the popcorn machine. Peg, can I see the baby before I go?
Of course. It's time for a feeding anyway.
Oh, I sure missed her all day.
She's awake. Oh, she's hungry.
Oh, she's so cute. Can I hold her?
Be careful now.
Yeah. Oh, she's so light, I can hardly feel her. Bless you, Barbara. Bless you. Hey, she's caught a cold.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, she keeps sneezing.
Well, it can't be a cold.
Why is she sneezing like that?
I don't know. She was perfect this afternoon.
Hey, there's something wrong with her. I'm calling the doctor.
Oh, no, wait, Chester. Now, maybe she'll stop.
Now, let's not take any chances. I'll phone him right away.
Hey, what's wrong?
The baby, she's got a sneezing fit. I'm calling the doctor.
You're charged for an extra visit. Remember that.
Oh, that's your worry. You're paying him.
Chester, she stopped.
What?
She stopped sneezing. Come on and see.
Oh. Are you sure she stopped?
Why, yes. Look.
No, she hasn't. It's worse than ever. Listen to her. I'm calling that doctor.
Now, Chester, wait.
No, we might as well be safe.
But she stopped again.
I don't understand it. First she sneezes and then she stops. There she goes again. There's something serious with that baby.
Now, Chester, go out of the room a minute.
So what for?
Please. I want to see something.
Okay.
Now, shut the door.
What's the idea, Peg?
Shh, now, be quiet a minute. All right, now come in.
Hey, what's this all about, Peg?
Now she's sneezing again. Chester, don't you see? She only sneezes when you're around.
Huh?
Every time you left the room, she stopped.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't understand.
Well, neither do I.
Well, I do. It's pretty obvious. The baby is allergic to you. You see? Now, come on out of here. Yeah, now she stopped. She's allergic, all right.
Allergic?
Oh, dear. I'm afraid she is.
What's allergic?
Didn't you ever hear of an allergy? I read an article about it in a magazine. Some babies are allergic to flowers, some to cats, to dust. They can be allergic to anything. Makes them sick. This poor baby is allergic to her own father.
What a revolting development this is.
You're listening to The Life of Riley. We'll be right back with more after this.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Wacker Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
H-J, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now let's get back to The Life of Riley on When Radio Was.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Mrs. Riley is telling Babs about an incident that occurred shortly after Babs was born.
You mean to say I was actually allergic to Daddy?
That's right. The minute he got within 3 feet of you, he started sneezing like mad.
But I'm not allergic to him now. How'd I get cured?
Well, I'm coming to that. I called the doctor, and the next day when your father came home from work, I told him...
Well, what did the doctor say, Peg?
Well, it's definitely an allergy.
On account of me, huh?
That's what it looks like, dear.
Is it serious?
She says it could be. It's an awful strain on the baby if she keeps on sneezing. Might even develop into asthma.
Oh, that's terrible. But there's a cure. There's got to be a cure.
Oh, yes. There's a cure.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
The doctor said all we have to do is keep the baby away from the cause of the allergy.
Well, don't you worry. I'll see to that. That baby ain't going to come within a mile of... But, Peg, I like my baby.
Dear, tonight you better sleep with Papa.
Oh, no!
But, dear, I got to be near the baby, and you've got to keep away from her.
I know, but you're with the baby, and I'm sleeping with your father. Gee, we're certainly going to have an unusual marriage.
Well, it's good. Who's that?
It's only me.
Oh. You getting out of bed again?
I can't sleep, Mr. Barker.
Well, for Pete's sake, let somebody else get a little sleep. I haven't had a good night's rest in the whole week on account of you.
I'll go sit in the parlor a while.
Don't wake up the whole house.
No, I won't. Oh, sure is cold in this house. I wonder if Peg is asleep. Peg? Peg? Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Oh, it's you, dear. What's the matter?
Peg, I'm lonely. Can I sit here with you for a while?
Well, but the baby...
Well, she's asleep. She can't sneeze in her sleep.
Well, all right.
It's cold. Can I get under the covers for a minute?
Well...
Oh, that's better. It's much better than sleeping with your father.
How is business today, Chester?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I signed up 5 theaters today.
Oh, that's wonderful. 5?
Yeah, I'll be signing up more every day. I'm really going places now.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Chester.
Give me a kiss, Dumplin.
Sweetheart. The baby! Chester!
Gesundheit.
You better go back to your own room.
I guess I better. See you in the morning, Peggy. Oh, what a life. I guess the honeymoon's over.
It's you again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. Oh, don't put on a light.
I'm paying for the light. I'll put it on if I want it, and I want it. I'd like to have a little talk with you. Now, look, this situation can't go on.
Well, I know, but what can I do?
My boy, you've got to leave.
Leave?
You can't go on risking your baby's health like this.
I know. Oh, the poor kid, I'd do anything for her. But if I rented a room somewhere, I couldn't stand it, being so close and yet not seeing her.
Yes, that'd be tough on you. The thing to do is get out of town.
You mean Jersey?
California. Far away where you can forget. Won't be such a strain, and the baby might outgrow it. In time, say 4 or 5 years, we'll write to you.
California?
It's the only decent thing you can do.
But California, that takes money. And what about my business that's growing every day?
It is?
Oh, yeah. I signed up 5 theaters today.
5? Yeah. Is that a fact?
I can sign up more, only I can't get the popcorn machines fast enough.
You don't say. My boy, I like to help a young fella out. I'll buy your business.
Oh, no, I can't give it up.
For your baby's sake?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll give you $100.
$100?
Yeah, it'll buy you a ticket to California. One way. See, everything's working out fine.
Yeah, but gee, only $100. Why, the business will soon be making more than that a week.
I'm surprised at you. Are you going to let a few paltry dollars stand in the way of your baby's health?
Yeah. Yeah, the baby, I gotta think of her.
Then it's a deal?
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Barker.
Call me Papa.
Thanks, Mr. Pop. Gee, I never thought my marriage would end like this. I don't know. Maybe instead of going to California, maybe I ought to just blow my brains out.
Fine. We'll talk about it in the morning.
In 2 hours, I'll be on the bus, leaving everything behind. There's Digby Odell's place. I might as well drop in and say goodbye. Where's the bell? Oh, here.
I ain't got nobody. Nobody cares for me. Now, there, my good friend Riley.
Hello, Digger. Can I come in?
Of course. Everybody's welcome at the Friendly Undertaker. Always room for one more. Sit down, dear chum.
Oh, thanks. I can't stay long, Digger.
Well, I can't force you to stay.
Digger, I got a surprise for you. Guess what? I'm planning to go west.
You're starting from the right place.
I wanted you to be the first to know.
I usually am.
In a couple of hours, I'll be on the bus for California.
Oh, you're going to California?
Yeah.
With the wife and baby?
No, alone. I gotta leave him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, on account of the baby's allergic to me.
It seems a little drastic having to leave home.
I can't help it. What would you do if every time you got close to someone, they woke up and started sneezing?
Are you kidding?
I wish I was, but it's true. I even sold out my business this morning.
Oh, my. I wish I could sell out my business. These days, I can't seem to put anything away.
Too much overhead?
Not enough underground. So you're going away. I should imagine your dear wife is upset.
She don't know yet that I'm leaving. I'm going to tell her now.
Oh, good luck, Riley. And write me about business conditions in California. I might come out and open shop.
Yeah. They say living in California adds 10 years to your life.
In that case, I'll stay here. Well, cheerio. You'd better be shoveling off.
Is that you, Chester?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, you're late, dear. What are you doing with that suitcase?
Peg, I'm leaving.
What?
It's the best way, for the baby's sake.
Oh, no, Chester. You can't go away.
Believe me, it's better this way. I sold the popcorn business to your father this morning.
Well, I won't let you go.
No, honey, you know what the doctor said.
Oh, Chester.
No, don't cry. All right, from California.
California?
Yeah, the farther away I go, the better. Maybe in a few years she'll get over the allergy and we'll be together again.
When are you leaving?
In an hour.
Oh, Chester.
Can I say goodbye to the baby? A few more sneezes won't matter.
Oh, of course, darling.
Oh, look at the little darling. She's awake. She's smiling at me. Goodbye, baby. Don't forget your daddy, and keep smiling. Can I kiss her, Peggy?
Oh, sure.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
That's funny.
What, Peg?
Well, she's not sneezing.
Yeah, that's right. Usually she sneezes the minute I... Hey! Maybe she got over it. Maybe I don't have to go.
Well, you're on your way, I see. I'm just in time to say goodbye, my boy.
Maybe you won't have to say goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Dumplin'.
Wait a minute, Chester. Wait.
No, we might as well get it over with quick. Goodbye, Peggy.
But, Chester, don't you see? You didn't make the baby sneeze. Papa did.
Me? Why, that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. The minute you came in the room, she started to sneeze.
Well, I don't understand.
It's the popcorn, the smell. You weren't around the popcorn today, were you?
No, I told you I sold out to your father.
And he's just reeking with popcorn. It wasn't you. It was the popcorn.
Yeah, it was the popcorn. corn.
Oh, nonsense.
You get away from my baby.
Now, just a minute.
You get out of this room.
Now, you stop that. Stop pushing.
Don't ever let me catch you within a mile of this baby.
This is my house.
Not anymore. Get a room somewhere.
Stop that. Yes.
You better go, Papa.
Yeah, if you know what's good for you. The first law of the jungle is the beast defends its young. So you better go before Peg tears you apart.
All right, I'll go. For the sake of my grandchild.
Oh, Peg, isn't it wonderful I don't have to go?
We'll be together now forever and ever.
Yeah, no more sleeping with your old man.
Tonight we'll be together again in our own room.
And after what I went through, boy, I'm going to sleep like a log.
So, Bab, next time your father talks about his sacrifices, he isn't talking through his hat.
Poor Daddy.
Now, Babs, you listen. I'm telling you for the last time. Are you going to stay in tonight and entertain the super's nephew?
Yes, Daddy.
Now, look, Babs, I don't want no arguments. You... Yes? You said yes?
I'll be glad to stay in for you.
You will? Oh, gee.
Mother told me all about my allergy and the popcorn.
Peg, you promised you'd never mention it.
Why not, Daddy? There's nothing to be ashamed of.
I know, but I just can't bear to be reminded of it. I could have been a millionaire today.
Oh, who cares about being rich?
I do. But I'll get there yet. You'll see. I'm working on a new idea now that's sure to net me a million.
What is it?
Putting popcorn machines in homes where they have television.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, now releasing Francis, starring Donald O'Connor and Francis the Talking Mule. Tonight's script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Schiff. Consult your local paper for the correct time of The Life of Riley show on television over NBC each week. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaks.
Babs Allergy, an episode from March 17, 1950. Louise Erickson was Babs, Paula Winslow was Peg. William Bendix played Chester, and in the role of Mr. Barker, Peg's father, was Alan Reed. I'm Greg Bell, and at the end there you heard a promotion for the comedy motion picture, Francis the Talking Mule. Well, it was the first of six films in that series. Only the last one, 1956's Francis in the Haunted House, did not feature Donald O'Connor. Instead, it starred Mickey Rooney. The voice of the mule was not credited, but it was Western actor and singer Chill Wills for the first five, and cartoon and radio voice whiz Paul Frees in the final one. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's The Great Gildersleeve, right after this break.
Do you like a good scare?
It begins, simply, with a voice, telling any who will listen a tale of the uncanny.
Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an 8-CD collection of spine-tingling stories.
A pale hand stretched out between the gap. Too long to be a child's arm. Too long and withered and waxen. And then it spoke my name.
We invite you to consider Radio Spirit's suspenseful 17-episode set, Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
You have kept me for a long time, peering in from the darkness, waiting just beyond the veil that separates our different worlds. I have waited for you to seize the chance and throw back the veil, to face me and all that you fear. Now, you must witness things from my perspective. Now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Yes, go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
These most rational men would draw their curtains tightly against the night and instill in their children the knowledge that something does exist beyond their own little pools of light.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Close your eyes and picture something with me. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. But picture this. Where do you want to get to with your small business? What does your small business dream really look like? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's standing in the way of you getting there? Risk. Everything you want in life and everything you want from your small business is on the other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and joining Harold Perry in this next comedy broadcast will be Shirley Mitchell as Layla Ransom, Richard LeGrand as Peavy, Walter Tetley as nephew Leroy, Louise Erickson as Marjorie, Lillian Randolph as Bertie, Ken Christie plays Police Chief Gates, Arthur Q. Bryan as Floyd Munson, and last but not least, Earl Ross as Judge Hooker. It's from October 28, 1945.
The Kraft Foods Company presents The Great Gildersleeve. Now let's see what goes on in Summerfield. For little goes on in Summerfield that sooner or later does not involve the great Gildersleeve. For example, one day last week, Gildersleeve's neighbor, Mrs. Ransom, stepped into Peavy's pharmacy, made a slight purchase, and while waiting for it to be wrapped, dropped a casual remark.
And how is Mrs. Peavy?
Oh, she's fine, Mrs. Ransom. You're fine. That is, she's been having a little trouble lately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Nothing serious, I hope.
Well, to hear her tell it,
it's... Well, how long has this been going on?
About 30 years.
Oh. Now, that just goes to show. Here I've known Mrs. Peavy all this time and never even had an inkling. I declare, some women are just martyrs.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, who's your doctor, Mr. Peavy? Have you a good doctor?
Well, we usually take from Dr. Pettibone, but I haven't called him in on this after all.
Oh, I know. Doctors are so expensive. And operations. Oh, don't even mention them. But it doesn't pay to put them off.
Well, I don't think this is as serious as all that. I dare say she'll recover.
Oh, well, she will, Mr. Peavy. I'm sure she will. You've just got to believe that. You've got to keep her believing it, too. Doctors say the will to live is half the battle.
There's nothing the matter with her will to live.
Oh, well, I think it's so brave of both of you to take it this way, and I'm just so sorry to hear about it. Now, if there's anything I can do for her, anything at all, you let me know now, you hear? Is your uncle at home?
Yeah, did you have an appointment? Only kidding. Mrs. Ransom, come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Hunt's in the living room. Marge is sewing a button on him.
Well, hello, Leela.
Okay, stand still. Hello, Mrs. Ransom.
Hello, Marjorie.
You'll have to excuse me for not having my coat on, Leela. Marjorie's sewing a button on my vest. Quite the little housewife, isn't she?
Stand still. You want me to stick you?
Better not. You'll let the air out.
Leroy, sometimes you're a little too smart for your britches. Go up and get ready for dinner.
I am.
Have you washed your hands?
Yes.
Well, go wash them.
Okay.
And stick in your shirt tail. Is that any way to greet Mrs. Ransom?
Well, I know Mrs. Ransom was coming.
You can safely keep your shirt tail in at all times, my boy. You know the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Sorry, Leela. these little domestic affairs.
There you are, Hunky.
Well, that's fine, my dear. Much obliged. Now, Leela?
Well, I probably shouldn't even be speaking to you, Throckmorton, after the last time I saw you. But in time of trouble, I think we should forget our differences.
Trouble? What do you mean, Leela?
Have you heard about poor dear Mr. Peavy?
What about Mr. Peavy?
Mrs. Ransom is talking to me, my dear.
Well, Marjorie may want to hear about this, too. It's Mrs. Peavy. I'm afraid she's very ill.
Oh, that's a shame.
Now, wait a minute. I was in Peavy's this morning. He didn't say anything to me about it.
Well, you know how Mr. Peavy is. He never tells you anything anyway.
That's right.
Well, I had to practically pry it out of him. But I'm afraid the fact is that Mrs. Peavy needs an operation, and they can't afford it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I guess that drugstore of his is no gold mine. Not the way he runs it.
Beckman's is a lot better.
Are you still here?
Okay, I'm going.
What's better about Beckman's?
Beckman's got all the best comics. Batman comics, Murder comics, Captain Wonder Man, he's got them all. All Peavy's got is Donald Duck. That's the only one he likes to read.
Well, Beckman's going to run him out of business if he doesn't wake up. But Peavy's such a stubborn old coot, you can't tell him anything.
I know, but he's such a darling, too. I can't bear to think of him in trouble.
Neither can I. Isn't there something we could do, Uncle Morris?
That's why I came to you, Throckmorton. I knew you'd always been a friend of his.
Peavy's all right if he weren't so stubborn.
Oh, and Mrs. Peavy, the poor old soul. I can't bear to think of her needing medical attention and not being able to afford it.
Well, I'll tell you.
Come and get it!
Just a minute, Bertie. We have company.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Ransom. Nobody told me you were here.
Good evening, Bertie. How are you?
Just fine, Miss Ransom. Thank you. Just fine. Miss Gilsley, what about Miss Ransom? Is she a...
Is she what, Bertie?
Well, I just want to know. I mean, what about it? Is she a... Ain't she?
Pardon me a moment, Leela. What is it you want to know, Bertie?
I just want to know she'll have set another place.
Oh. How about it, Leela? Stay to supper?
Oh, I couldn't.
Oh, come on, Miss Vance. It won't be no trouble.
Yes, please do.
Well, I don't know that I should. What are you having for supper, Bertie?
Well, if I'd known you was coming, Miss Ransom, I'd have done better. About all we got to offer is some stew made out of leftovers, but there's plenty of it.
I don't think I'd better tonight. Another time, perhaps. Thank you just the same. I'll be running along. Oh, Throckmorton, about Mr. Peavy.
I'll see what I can do, Leela.
Oh, I knew you would.
Yeah, the Jolly Boys are meeting this evening. I'll be seeing him at the club.
Well, now, don't tell him I said anything. You know how sensitive he is.
Yeah, I won't, Leela. Don't worry.
Good night, y'all.
Hey, good night, y'all.
It's the Great Gildersleeve, and we've got more coming up right after this short break.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
All right, everybody, dinner. Marjorie, where are you going?
To put these things away.
All right, but hurry. Leroy, where do you think you're going?
Up to wash my hands.
Confound it, I told you to do that half an hour ago. All right, go ahead. I don't know why it is. As soon as dinner's announced, it's a signal for this family to scatter. Bertie, where are you going?
After the food.
Oh, well, bring it on. I've got a meeting.
Down and drinks his wine with laughter free, and never, never thinks of me.
Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Hey, what's the matter, fellas? Come on.
No, Commissioner, it's no good.
Don't seem the same without Peavy.
You're right, Floyd.
Where is the Peeve? I thought you was going to be here tonight, Commissioner.
Well, I thought he was coming, Floyd, but I suppose it's possible he won't turn up. After all, I hear his wife is sick.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, just because a fellow's wife's got the pip, no reason he can't get out and have a little fun, is it?
Floyd.
Well, I mean, he don't have to become a hermit, does he, after all?
Mrs. Peavy is seriously ill, Floyd.
Oh, yeah? As bad as that?
And Peavy is a devoted husband. One of the few really devoted husbands I know.
Yeah, I guess they are pretty thick at that. As husband and wives go. Gee. Maybe we should send her some flowers or something.
That's more like it, Floyd.
Roses are nice.
Personally, I would prefer chrysanthemums.
We're not sending these to you, Hooker.
Chrysanthemums stink. They smell up the house.
Yeah.
They don't smell at all. What about roses?
Yeah, but roses smell nice.
Well, all I can say...
If I may have a word, please, Judge.
Help yourself.
Now, I'm familiar with the situation. I should like to submit that what Mrs. Peavy needs is not a bunch of roses or chrysanthemums, but an operation.
Oh, that's bad.
Did I ever tell you about the time that
Floyd, quiet.
Okay.
Now, operations cost money, fellas. Plenty of money. And just between you and me, I don't think Peavy can swing it. Of course, he wouldn't admit it, but you know how much trade he gets in that grocery, in that drugstore. A toothbrush here, a Necco wafer there.
Well, what do you think we ought to do, Gildy?
Well, either we're jolly boys or we're not.
When you say that, smile.
If the purpose of this club isn't to help a fellow member when he's down, then what is it?
To play a little poker.
Floyd, the wife of a fellow member is lying ill at home.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner. Oh, I could bite my tongue off. Well, count me in. What do you want to do, pass the hat?
I feel that that would definitely be a mistake. Peavy would never accept charity.
Yeah, the judge is right. You know how touchy he is.
Yeah, he's funny that way.
Well, then maybe we better send him the roses.
Yeah, wait a minute. I've got another idea. Maybe if we were to go to Dr. Pettibone, you know, on the QT, and persuade him to go a little easy on Peavy.
Hey, now you're talking.
He wouldn't have to cut his rate or anything. He could just make a little mistake in his bill and undercharge him.
Why shouldn't he do it for nothing?
Well, now...
After all, Floyd...
You should do it for nothing.
That's asking a good deal.
All right. If Peavy was to walk into my shop flat broke in need of a haircut, don't you think I'd give him one? You're darn right I would. I might wait on my regular customers first, but I'd give him one.
Well...
And throw in a shave, too.
Well...
And not charge him a cent.
Well...
Or expect a tip, either. These doctors.
Well, that's big of you, as I started to say, Floyd. But you see, it's a little different with Dr. Pettibone. He's not a jolly boy, so it's not as if he was treating a fellow member. Or the wife of a fellow member, rather.
By golly, Gildy, why don't we make him a member?
The doc? That's an idea.
Yeah, why not? The doc's a good fellow when he's not looking down your windpipe.
Hey, if we elected him a member, we could make him operate on Peavy's wife for initiation-like. Operator, he don't get in.
Well, I don't know that that's the way to put it, Floyd, but it's not a bad idea, not bad at all. Shall we put it to a vote, fellows?
Do I hear the name of Dr. Pettibone proposed for membership?
I suppose.
Is it seconded?
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The doc's a member. Who'll notify him?
I propose that Mr. Gildersleeve and myself be appointed a committee of two to call upon the doctor and inform him of his good fortune.
And don't forget what we elected him for. Move we adjourn.
Seconded.
Oh, wait a minute, fellas. What do you say? One more song before we go, eh?
A song without Peavy?
In honor of Peavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Peavy'd want it that way.
Oh. Sit down there, Floyd. You know, our big special.
Yeah.
Oh, how I miss you, dear old pal of mine. Each day I miss you.
Could hear this.
While sweet dreams rest you, dear old pal of mine.
Dear old pal of mine.
With a little harmonizing by the Jolly Boys, that was the first half of a great Gildersleeve episode from October 28, 1945. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Joining Harold Perry in the cast were Shirley Mitchell as Leela, Richard LeGrand as Peavy, Walter Tetley as Leroy, Louise Erickson as Marjorie, Lillian Randolph as Bertie, Arthur Q. Bryan was Floyd Munson, Judge Earl Ross played Judge Hooker, and that was Ken Christie as Police Chief Gates. Well, Ken Christie did lots of television work as well, and some of you may remember him as the father of Dexter Franklin, the boyfriend of Corliss Archer, on the television version of that teen comedy series. But Meet Corliss Archer was actually first a radio show. Do you recall who played the character on that version? Actually, two different actresses were Corliss. I'll provide their names, and then I'll wrap up when radio was, right after this break.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear.
Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Took a break. I was talking about the radio version of Meet Corliss Archer. On TV, she was played by Ann Baker, but on radio, it was Priscilla Lyon and then the great Janet Waldo. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but please visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.